Dungeons & Dragons Thunder Rift.
I love gaming because it helps my family stay close together. I started gaming because my son began playing games when he was a young teen. He started playing D&D, so did we. Started playing lots of other things, including online MMOs. And what was fun was we were hanging as a family. My son, my husband, me, we played games together. And I figured out that middle-aged people can fly and can turn into different animals and can swim underwater and be seals and tigers and eagles and, oh my god, had no idea. So it's super fun and it has gotten us closer as a family. You know, we maybe play a little more games on our own now. Not so much with the kids. It's super fun. I love gaming. I think it's actually helped my creativity, too. It's helped jazz some of my writing and my filmmaking. I like to make films with the dead gentleman when I can, and that's because of gaming. I'm Corey Moore, and I'm the Gamerati.
Gamerati.com. It's good to be a gamer.
For entire generations of people now, gaming is as much a part of the fabric of their reality as television, films, books, music, and any other form of entertainment medium. Continue is a magazine for the gaming community, the global gaming community. Not just video and computer games, but board games, card games, role-playing games, alternate reality games, and anything that falls into the category of humans engaging to have fun. A celebration of gaming. Everything we love about this mad entertainment sector. Continue Magazine at www.continuemag.com.
Venture to find some books and find out why a...
And then we decided to become merchants.
Why a castle sunk. What? And then you became merchants.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's merchants and dragons.
Burned down, fell over, and sank to the swamp.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Merchants and dragons.
It burnt down, fell over, then sank to the swamp. But the fourth one stayed up.
Huge tracts of land.
And there was confusion as to when the whole sinking occurred.
Right. Anyway.
It was not recent, it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
So we were thinking it happened like yesterday.
Do we need to unload our, like, the recording from last time, or are we fine?
No, we're fine. We got, like, 30 hours left on this thing.
30 hours.
All we're right. Not gaming for 30 hours.
Oh, yeah. Nah, we got more, unfortunately, tomorrow.
Yeah, I have to be out by 5.
Yep. All right. So, we, last time you got a message. Well, actually, you opened up that book. And there was a blank page, put some blood on it with a needle. And you found a note. Well, it was written on the page. And I think one of you has it. Basically, found out there's the Book of Gax, Cup of Dakhlees, Wand of Makyar, Tristan's Dagger, and Elder God's Blood. And you know that the cup is already in enemy's hands. You know that the book is some sort of summoning book. And it can be found in a guarded vault behind the waterfall of Lake Ostra, which is outside the village of Klein. The ridiculous prophecy about the hare and the star is obviously fake.
Boop boop.
Yep. Fake. All fake. Fake, fake, fake. As the sage finds more information, he will try to tell you. And if you find any more information, tell him. Concerning the book, it's, well, possibly not really a book, but the lesser things are probably safe to use, but the main stuff is obviously what the, whoever the evil guys are trying to find and use. The book has probably mutated the vault that the book is in. The vault and the cave near the vault are heavily trapped. There are likely to still be monsters and a few guards still left. The book also has a tendency to summon creatures on its own when it's not being watched. And you're kind of on your own. There are two keys to get into the actual vault. You're not really sure if that's the vault as in the outside of the vault or the inner vault. That wasn't made clear. But the only key that you really have is the heart of fire there, the ruby.
But the letter you give us says the book contains two keys.
It does, but you only find in the book that priceless ruby. So, whatever the second key is, who knows? Because you guys were talking about that last time, and you weren't sure what the second key was. Some of you guys thought maybe it was the needle. Who knows?
We'll just keep everything that came.
Stender had a visit last time from our good old demoness.
Yeah, saw her home or something.
Yep, saw her home or something. And she basically indicated that it was going to be really, really dangerous. And that basically coming out was going to be just as dangerous as going in. So she gave you a way to basically teleport out. She gave you instructions. They're very simple instructions. Something along the lines of smash.
Yeah, smash the thing and that'll teleport us back out, I believe.
Well, they'll teleport somebody out. We're hoping it's everybody. She made it quite clear that it was everybody. But you were given about a month, but it took about, I think we said, a week and a half to get everything resolved. Okay. So, you guys are back. You guys have dropped everything off. And what? You guys are back up in gold. Old, good old Torlin. What is your plan of action?
We'll get the book.
I think so, yeah.
I'm just gonna go get the book.
Yeah, just go.
What we planned on doing at the end of last session.
Pretty much.
Are we going? We're going yet? Are we going? Are we there yet?
No, we're not there yet. Alright, do you want to get anything before we go get the book?
Not the stuff. We did that last session.
You got stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all written down.
Mm-hmm.
Healing potions.
Yeah, you gave us cards for them.
Yep. I did.
Sorry, I had someone asking me a question.
That's fine. We can't afford
Scrolls of Resurrection or anything like that, so.
No. I think it's taking slow. A while to ask you the question.
Yeah, I think we did buy stuff. I've got some stuff.
We spent a lot of money on healing potions. Maggie, stop it!
And then there was murdering dogs.
Murder of the dogs.
The weather.
Alright.
It's gone to the point where she associates any rain with thunder. Freaks out.
Mm, that's too bad. Has your shirt been helping her at all still? Or?
It helps really a little bit, but we can't find it right now. I don't know what happened to it after the last storm. It's not on its hook.
Sorry, I just needed to find one. Oh, yeah. The demoness is Xena. Sorry about that. I was like, where did I put my note? Alright, anyway. So, are you going to just, like, head up that direction?
Yeah, what else did you do?
No, we're going to go in the opposite direction. And,
you could
take
a barge?
Take the long way around.
You could walk
how
up that direction?
Well, if we didn't take a barge, how else would we get up there within a month?
Alright, so where is it we're heading towards?
Travel by foot.
We need to go up to Klein. Up it's to Klein. In the waterfall at the end of the lake.
Okay.
One, it's going to be...
Oh.
Basically.
River is probably the fastest way to go, then.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess.
Alright. So, a river trip.
Up to Klein.
Up to Klein with the dangers. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost you guys with your mules and everything. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4 mules. And taking Little Thug along to watch the mules and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Good old 10 gold.
I'll pay the man.
You pay. Okay. Alright. And a week later, going against the current and everything, you make it to
we've all been killed.
Well, how long would it take us to walk?
It's going to take you... Well, it won't take you... Well, the problem is you're talking about what are you going to run into, where are you going to run... You know, yeah. I mean...
If we go on the river, we're least likely to be run into things and stuff, so...
This is running away from stuff. This is still...
This is the sensible mode of travel.
Because you got to keep in mind, it's not that far, but it's always takes longer to go this way.
Yeah.
It's quicker to go this way.
Yeah, it's because we're going against the current.
The current goes this way. Also, there's been a lot of problem with various knolls.
Well, I'm going to reposition tectonic plates so it actually flows this way now.
And Cinder has his new styling cloak. It smells kind of like,
with the demons or something?
Yeah, it smells kind of like fire and brimstone.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. The cloak got finished.
Oh, yeah, the cloak got finished.
Excellent.
All right.
Demon skin cloak.
Yeah, it even has a hood that looks kind of like a gnoll head.
Nice.
Creepy.
I am a fan.
You're not 100% sure how much protection from fire it's going to give you, but, you know, you can always test that out.
And it looks cool.
Well, I mean, the first time we make camp, I'll probably, you know, have it in the... In the campfire, seeing what's going on with it, if there is actually any benefit to it.
Well, if you have it in the campfire, it doesn't burn.
Okay. So then, like, I put my hand on the other side of it. Like, I hold it over the fire and put my hand on the other side opposite the flame. Do I feel anything?
No. I mean, it gets a little bit warm, but you're okay.
Okay, so, like, am I able to pull the hood up and sort of wrap the whole thing around me?
Yeah.
Awesome. Then I intend to leverage these benefits at some point in time.
You could sleep in it, like a blanket.
Yeah. That'll work.
For mechanical purposes, it basically gives you five fire resistance. So
awesome.
Basically, the first five damage is ignored.
We practice on you by throwing lit torches at you.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Does this hurt?
All right. You make it to Klein. Klein is, well, the little village of Klein. They do village stuff, like fishing. You guys stop at the inn. It's evening when you roll in on your boat.
Okie dokie.
Kind of a mist over the Lake Austral.
Well, I guess we should probably wait until daylight to go over there.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. We're all boat weary. We'll get a room at the inn.
All right.
And relax.
We sneak out across the lake in the middle of the night. That looks kind of suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a bit.
That's not going to draw any attention.
No, we'll be perfectly fine. Which means you're going to have to get a boat to go out to the creepy-ass... Well, it's not creepy. Actually, the waterfall, which you can hear rumbling, and on a good day, and this is the creepy thing, when the wind picks it up, you can hear the waterfall, I mean, all over the valley. But, I mean, there is a rumor of a treasure under the waterfall. it's called the Plunging Cataract, actually. And it's called the King's Barge, is the story. That basically... the barge master ignored the warning signs of the waterfalls and went over it with the royal treasure. Unfortunately, no one has ever found it. They just go in and die.
Lovely.
But people will take you out around the waterfall.
That's encouraging. Let me guess. They want payment up front.
Well, they don't take you through the waterfall. It's more of one of those...
We'll pay when we get back. How's that?
Yeah. It's more of one of those things...
I'm not falling for that again.
A scenic tour.
It's a scenic tour. They're like, oh, you want to see the waterfall? Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, there's a cave back there. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, let's go back. It's lunchtime.
Lunchtime.
All right, so you guys...
This is Klein Scenic Tours.
Yeah, pretty much. You stay at the Maldus Harpy. They've rebuilt the part of the inn that was destroyed by a bear, I think it was.
Yeah, I don't.
Through the wall.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was like a werebear, I think.
Yeah, somebody tried to kill you.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're thrilled to see us.
Yeah, they see us and like, fuck.
We just got it.
No vacancies!
Well, we gave them money to fix it.
And they're like, crap. Well, whatever.
32 gold a night.
Prices went up a lot.
Inflation.
This must be an awesome inn. I mean, you guys have stayed here before, right?
Yes.
You guys straw bags out back.
Stayed is, you could call it that, I suppose.
I think totally there are villages that jack up prices when they see adventurers coming down the road. They're like, okay, add another zero.
Right. The signs are on those flip things, and they just go, and the prices go up 200%. Sometimes 3, 4, 5, 10. 1,000. You mean this sword is only 10 gold? Awesome! Stupid adventurers. Alright. So, morning comes, and it's rainy, and it's kind of depressing. No one's going out.
So it's like it is outside.
Yeah.
Right now.
You guys look outside.
Or apropos.
Alright.
We look outside.
What? It's pretty empty.
Okay.
You go down to the docks.
I'm going on the docks. I'm going to try to scare
the fishermen. Are starting to go about their business.
We'll find the Klein Scenic Tours, you know, post. And
you find them. They are not taking anybody out, but you will be able to hire yourself a boat.
Okay.
Meaning you can basically either rent or purchase a boat to take out there yourselves.
Okay.
How much would it cost to buy a boat?
Do you want a good boat? Or just a boat that you can canoe out there?
A boat with the minimum amount of holes in it.
Non-holy boat, please.
Yeah, the kind of boat
that
like
can any blessed
tie boat up it, and it, leave and come
you,
back.
You can buy a boat over here at Crazy Igor's.
I'm crazy! They're only slightly used. I dredged them up this morning.
All right, well, you guys want to buy a little boat for enough for you four and as much food as you can carry, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I don't think we want to take our mules. And
yeah, we don't want to take whatnot. LJ and the mules.
LJ is not going there. Okay. No LJ and mules.
For boats without skeletons.
Well, I don't believe that LJ is willing to leave the mules. Nope. So.
No, he's very dedicated to
LJ
mules.
Is also not very good about, you know, disarming traps, except taking them in the face. Yes.
And we don't want that because he takes good care of our mules.
Yes, he's very nice about that.
All right, well, who's going to do the talking for the boat?
I'll do the talking for the boat, sure.
Oh, right.
He's the most diplomatic.
You find a guy who's selling an old boat. You want to buy this boat.
I do have a fame of 25.
You do?
Plus I have a plus.
Oh, yeah, he knows who you are.
Plus I have a plus 2 in dealing with commoners.
Sweet. Remember?
So commoners like me.
He's got a boat for you.
We are looking for...
He's got a boat!
We are looking for a boat. Obviously, I am a bird man and do not swim well.
Do you need a sailboat or a rowboat?
What would we prefer?
Take a rowboat. None of us know how to sail.
Yes. A rowboat would be good, no.
All right.
As our sailing skills are rather lackluster.
A rowboat. I can borrow a hook you up. You got any gold on you? Some princes there?
Yes, we do.
I got this rowboat right here. I'll sell it to you for 5 gold.
5 gold for this lovely boat.
Throw in the oars. And it won't sink. I promise.
Can we take it for a test drive?
Oh, yeah.
We'll take it for a test drive.
Take it for a test drive. He'll row it out there.
Does it sink?
It does not sink.
Okay.
Good enough.
I think 5 gold is a fine price for this fine, upstanding boat.
It's actually one of those that you can have 2 people rowing. He even shows you how to, like...
Just, like, rent a boat? Wouldn't it be cheaper to rent a boat?
Excellent.
Well, I wouldn't want to destroy the boat. And we're going to be tying it up outside...
Isn't there, like, boat insurance or something? Like, just in case, you know?
Yeah, and we're going to be tying it up outside of a waterfall where people keep dying.
Oh, fine.
So. He's like, I'll just go pick it up later. And I made 5 gold. It's like the same boat he sold to like 30 people. It's like,
you gotta just get like a rope attached to the end of it and just like
if we don't come back, he just like rows out there in a different boat, ties it up, and drags it back to sell the next adventures.
Alright, have a good day.
Here for 40 years.
Have fun doing whatever you're
what's
doing.
What's the name of the boat?
What do you want it to be called? You just spent 5 gold on it.
Boat.
Pulls out some paint.
I gave him an extra piece of gold for him showing us how to... For showing us how to row it and everything.
I think boat is an excellent name for the boat. Oh, let's get boat. In the boat and let's get going.
He paints boat on the side.
Okay, and then we'll record
our... That's not Titanic.
And then we'll record our thing saying this is our favorite shop in the Citadel or something.
Okay. He's like, SS boat. You're going to take about a day for that to dry. You guys row off. He's like, whatever, don't care.
The top of the O fades away and the A gets washed off and it says SS butt.
SS butt.
Huh.
Don't know why they needed to buy a boat, but whatever. See ya!
Have fun storming the castle!
Not a chance. Alright, so you guys row out and row out and row out. Now, there are actual signs that say, you know, waterfall, you know, stop here for the best view, you know, type
where?
Thing.
In there, the middle of the lake?
Yeah, like up on like little weird flotation buoys and things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Says, look left.
Yeah. It's like here's a place to stop, you know, for views, things like that. Now, you realize as you get to the signs, you didn't really ask anybody on how to get, like, behind the waterfall. But with enough kind
of... I didn't want anybody to know that we were going to the waterfall.
That's true. But, you know, with enough kind of rowing around and, like, you know, flying and, like, stuff like that, you can't actually find that you can get around this giant-ass waterfall. And I do need, let's see, some dex checks.
Good.
And strength, and or strength checks. Whatever's better from...
Okay, definitely dex.
From the crew here.
And we're trying to roll under, right?
Yeah.
Dex nope. Or strength.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Okay, so we got two and two?
But okay. I only failed by one.
Okay.
I failed by two.
You failed by two. But we got two successes.
Yes.
All right. And did you... How much did you succeed by, Tracy?
315.
All right.
Sorry, 318.
Okay, and you succeeded by a lot.
A lot.
Like, how much is a lot?
My 16. Strength?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you two are, like, struggling, but Stender and Grinsler are like, we got this. And, I mean, this waterfall is huge. I mean, this thing plummets. And the boat is starting to, like, flip around and crap like that. Cat's not liking this at all. He's like puking over the side.
Nice.
So, you're able to fight the current, and the ship isn't pulled under, which would be bad, because if you've ever seen any of those science shows about like Niagara Falls, you know, that giant thing underneath, yeah, you would just die.
Yeah.
You'd just be vaporized, basically. So you get pulled around, and then you just roll like crazy. Just like crazy. Well, these two are like, flailing. The bird guy is like, oh, God. Yeah.
Use your wings!
I'm not known for my physical prowess!
Yeah, you two are just like, rawr. You row just like hell. And you actually run the ship, or the boat. It's not a ship. There is a difference. You row the boat just basically right into this little kind of landing that's behind the waterfall. And you hear a little bit of a crack. And you hit it so hard that the boat actually goes up into the landing. You quickly jump out and kind of grab the boat before it's pulled back. And you seem to be in this big old cavern behind the waterfall.
Joyce.
Success. Hello. We made it. We're not drowned yet.
There's still water dripping everywhere. Mushrooms.
I'll investigate the boat.
Looking over the boat, it's not a horrible crack. It's still...
So we'll probably be able to bail it out at least.
Yeah, it's lake worthy. It's going to need some repairs at least. But you're not going to want to leave it on the lake for a long time.
Yeah. So I'll pull it out and turn it over so it dries.
Right.
I mean, that's what I assume we want to do. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know anything about boating.
Yeah.
I think that sounds like the best thing to do.
Well, we name it the SS Minnow.
Well, you start picking the mushrooms, and they, as you go down to grab them, this green kind of mist comes out of them.
Why are you touching things?
Because
they said there were traps everywhere. Don't touch things.
They're like a child. Bad.
They could be useful.
As Batman said, don't touch anything.
Up on the walls.
Nothing here is useful. Everything here is evil and dangerous.
Up on the walls.
Well, I figure if it's evil and dangerous, maybe it could be evil and dangerous for someone else to consume.
Up on the walls, poison, there's like these crystals that have kind of grown out of the walls and the ceiling. They're blues and reds and oranges. And as you kind of have now stepped a little bit forward, they kind of light up. And they, I don't know, they almost seem to be feeding off of your heat sources or life sources. Ooh, or
we've stumbled,
creepy sources.
We've stumbled into Pandora.
Creepy.
We're going to find blue people.
Pretty.
In 3D.
Awesome.
Just don't duke the Navi tree. The internet doesn't like it. Alrighty. Well, after we sort out the boat,
we'll go splunking.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Well, the light source, like I said, is coming from these giant kind of crystals. They generate some sort of heat, but they go out as you kind of move farther into the cave. As you move up, they kind of light up. And what's kind of creepy is there's wisp of stuff like coming from you and kind of being absorbed by the crystals.
If I change forms, does that still happen?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, when I've got some mushrooms here. You said they were giving off some green sort of mist.
So you're still taking the mushrooms?
No, I've stopped picking them. I'm just, but when I hold one up, for example, are they still giving up the green mist or no?
Well, after a while, they stop.
Okay. But when I pick a fresh one, I put it near the crystals, what happens? Does mist go toward the crystals or no?
No. The mist stuff is coming from you guys.
Okay. Interesting.
But, you know, as you have continued picking some mushrooms, you start coughing a little bit.
His eyes dilate.
You stop touching
start
them.
Start seeing things.
I'm not pulling them. I'm putting them back.
One pupil's bigger than the other.
Yes.
And there are just, the mushrooms seem to get bigger as you head in.
He's going to have a spirit quest with his spirit animal soon, too.
Excellent.
Hey, I have shrooms, man. They're great.
Your spirit animal turns
this
out.
This is the best. This is the best
I'm
game ever.
Mushrooms. Mushrooms.
You remember that rabbit you ate like 3 years ago? That was your damn spirit animal. Now I'm going to give you indigestion. Grab out fire.
Pop out of your stomach like
magic.
Alien.
Eat magic mushrooms and then stand in the magical crystal cave that lights up from your life energy.
Groovy, man.
That's what actually happens to all of the people coming. We're just going to come in here. It's a big commune, a hippie commune. But,
whoa, man. This is far out.
I got the munchies. You got me
too. Dude, you got any Cheetos?
Free your mind.
Whoa. Yeah, I have some special mushroom brownies, man.
Jeremy's like, man, you guys have just read my notes. Crap.
Well, let's go on to the next one. All right. So, you continue down through the cave.
Yes.
More mushrooms. Now, in this stuff, you know, you're actually kicking up mushroom stuff.
And I put something over my face.
Okay. Put something over your face. Because it does kind of get into your lungs and the... It makes you cough and kind of makes your eyes water a little bit. And the crystals, you know, as you move, they stop behind you, but they light up in front of you and around you. And you're just kind of, whatever's coming from you is feeding them.
When I look at the crystals, I mean, with my extra sensory abilities, I'm like noticing anything unique about them aside from just the fact they're, you know, glowing and whatnot.
The only thing that you guys are picking up, InfraVision is picking up that as soon as you start to head to them, they light up with heat sources. Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
Okay, then.
So they seem to be feeding off of heat sources. Well, you guys wander in this cave, pretty much, not really straight. It's not straight, but it kind of meanders. About, a good 2 hours of this. And then it starts to go from a cave to worked stone. and it goes, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller until it's more of a your typical dungeon corridor. Less mushrooms and less crystals, and finally there's no crystals, and you reach a point where you actually have to take out your torches and light your way.
Don't we all have infravision or we have low light vision?
You do.
Yes.
Low light vision doesn't work as well in pitch black.
We have infravision with the
reading. Infravision is nice, but the nice thing about having actual torches is it picks up some things that infravision won't.
Okay.
But in addition, improvision.
Well, you have that continual flame torch.
Yeah, I have an ever burning torch.
You guys have ever burning torches, at least one, if not two.
I've got one. So yeah. Somebody else might have one, but at least I have one. So.
I know there's at least one in the party.
I'll use mine.
Yeah.
You also have that lantern.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. The lantern that shows things.
The revealing, whatever.
And if you guys take that out.
Stender keeps on the end of the pole.
We'll take that out.
Put it on the end of Stender's 9-foot pole.
Oh, yeah. that's the lantern of revealing.
Yeah, right.
But it also acts as a normal lantern. You do have to put in oil. It does use up the oil, but all right. So you guys have light sources.
I actually have 10 lamp oil.
There you go.
I don't know why.
Burning things.
Lamp oil is useful for other things. I mean,
I do like to burn things. So.
And burning things.
Burning things is always fun to do. It's a good.
But aspect. After about 15 minutes in the light, you come upon your first skeletal remains. Not really sure what. I mean, it's just a skeletal body, some clothing pieces, fairly old.
Well, I guess we should maybe use the lamp of revealing, lantern of revealing, whatever it is, and look around to see if we see anything.
Okay. You do so. You see the corridor and the skeletal body.
Well, I might have Stender check for traps, but then might search the skeleton.
Yeah. Search for traps and then search the skeleton. Skeleton might
be traps. I'm thinking.
You're thinking with sand there.
The skeleton could be the trap.
Yeah.
That's a 70 of 45 for traps.
Okay. You do not find any traps.
Unsurprising.
Do we find anything on the skeleton?
Nope.
Oh, just skeleton. Okay.
Yeah, and the lantern reveals all invisible objects and creatures within 25 feet. Mm-hmm. So.
Excellent.
So it should help us find, like, secret doors and things, shouldn't it? Although I can detect secret
just
doors.
Just
invisible
it
doors.
It reveals secret doors, too. I'm pretty sure.
Nope, just invisible.
Oh, okay.
Although I can detect secret doors, so. Because I'm an elf and I'm magical.
Now, if they're actually invisible, though.
Yeah. It's magic!
Alright.
I am on the lookout, secret doors.
Okay. You head forward, and you come to your first iron door.
Normally I'd say it's polite to knock, but in this case, I think we'll skip that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you check for traps, and then try to open it.
If yeah.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Does it have a place for a key?
No.
945 for traps.
All right. There does not appear to be any traps on this.
Is it locked?
It is not locked. All right. You do so. There is a corridor that leads what we're going to call north and south. So the corridor leads north and south.
North.
Yeah, let's go north. Wouldn't the south corridor lead back into the valley?
Don't worry about directions like where they would lead out, just for purposes of the map.
Oh, well.
Think of east would be for like your map purposes. You're coming in from the west.
Okay.
It just keeps it simpler that way.
I'm going to start in the middle and work out, because when I start at the edge, I always screw myself over.
You never know how far back it'll go.
Yeah.
If it takes a turn, yep. So, north path?
Sure.
All right.
Why not? Let's go north.
Now, Stender, in all that time, you've noticed that Shifter has not changed from cat size.
Oh, that's right. I asked the demoness if she could... I thought I asked if she could make him big all the time.
Yeah, well, Shifter has...
Not shifted.
He's stayed cat size since the whole boat incident.
Okay.
And you know that, I mean, it's been about it's going on 3 hours.
Yeah. Alright, well.
Something here is keeping him from changing.
Apparently he is going to be teeny tiny.
At least while we're here.
That's fine. I put him in the hood of my cloak hanging down behind me.
Okay.
So he can peek up over my shoulder.
Okay.
I really hope he doesn't change while he's there.
That was
whoa!
Okay, so you're going north?
Yes.
30 feet... the corridor turns east. And 25 feet to the east, you run into another door.
Okay.
Right, check it. 70 again.
Okay. Door does not appear to be locked or trapped.
Peek in.
Okay. All
right. Again, I open it quietly.
You open it. There is no light coming from in there. You hear a lot of scuttling coming from inside. When you open the door, the air kind of changes, and some cobwebs hit you.
Oh, spiders.
Do I smell anything in particular?
You have low light vision or infravision?
He has the ring, so he should have infravision.
I believe I have infravision.
Okay. I have a cat's eye ring that has infravision, too.
Yeah, I think we all have one.
Okay.
No, I gave him mine because he wasn't here when we got him. And I already have infravision, so...
Well, there you go.
Okay, the room is crawling with these little... I say little, they're about 2 feet around. Critters that are just crawling everywhere.
Oh, they're so cute.
And basically, when you open the door, or when you open the door a little bit, one of them hurls itself at you. And kind of hits the door open. So I'm going to need initiative from everybody.
It's just a D10, right?
Yep.
Oh, D10. It has been a while since we played.
Wait, that was good, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, crap.
All right. Let's go ahead and get everybody set up on the map.
Kotaro is checking his email, apparently.
Okay. Stender would be first. you?
I'll be in first, probably.
Well, Stender's in first because he opened the door.
Oh, well, then I'll be right behind him.
Okay.
You usually put me near the back just because I can zip forward real quick.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be between you guys.
Let's see if this is surprise.
Are we really surprised there's something horrible in the room?
Yeah, I'm not really when it comes down to it.
Shifter is... Okay. Where's my critter? Critter. Alright. Bixia, what did you get?
4.
Okay. Stender, what did you get?
5.
Grinsler?
1.
Taro?
9.
You almost always roll really high.
Mm-hmm.
This time you get to go in first and smash them down.
Mm-hmm. Well, something's going to attack Stender, unless you want to do your thing.
I'll do my thing.
Okay. So you kind of rush forward.
I'll zip forward and try to pack it.
Okay. And basically, as soon as the thing jumps into the light, you can see that it's a giant spider.
Surprise, surprise.
Spider webs, who would have thunk?
Y'all.
Well, it could be worse to be a carrion crawler.
Jeremy's been playing too much Warcraft.
20.
No, I just done before that.
Oh, you did?
No. 20, okay.
Whatever that hits.
Well, that hits the spider.
Okay.
All right.
I'm assuming it's small or medium. So.
It is medium, yeah.
How big is this room?
Oh, the room is... can't really see it.
Massive!
13 points of damage.
Okay, it splatters all over you and Stender. The room, lengthwise, going basically west-east, is 5, 10, 15, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 feet, and then 5, 10, 15 feet north to south.
15?
Uh-huh. All right, so spider one.
Do you need us to diagram this? Or does it matter?
No, because you guys are fighting in the hallway.
Okay.
Because the spiders are pouring out.
Uh-huh.
They are like, ooh, food! Alright, spider! Okay.
So I zip in front of Stender and kill something.
Right. And then, basically, you go on your 9. Alright, Grinsler!
I'm going to slice and dice spiders.
So alright.
Can I step on up there? And
you step on
want.
Up.
Right, I'm rolling that.
Okay. And we shove Stender back.
Let's roll one of these. Ooh. That will hit a 4.
AC 4, that hits.
Very good. All right. How about 15 points damage?
All right, that splatters one.
Okay, and next one hopefully will hit. That will definitely hit. And do same damage.
All right, that one dies.
And yeah. Actually, I get to cleave on one of those, or cleave on another one, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Extra target that for both.
The first one.
First one, okay.
Start with the first one.
That'll definitely hit.
Alright. Because if you clear out all the ones in front of you, there won't be any left around you.
Well, that one's only 8 points of damage.
Okay, he's still alive.
Oh. Sad.
Alright. Pixia!
I guess Chaos Bolt on one that I can see.
Alright, well, there's that one that's still alive that he...
Did you rearrange your office again, Tracy?
Okay.
No, I moved my camera.
Oh, okay.
9 damage.
It's on my secondary monitor where my headset, where your guys' video is.
Cool.
Like, yes. The path still dies. Are you going to roll and see if it bounces?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to do that. It does.
Okay.
4.
Alright, well, he's still alive.
Wait, 5.
He's still alive. Alright, so in front of Grinsler, there are 4 dead spiders, and there's a wave of more spiders just coming out. You can see their little red eyes.
How big are these things?
2 feet long.
All of them are that big?
Yeah. Alright, so spiders. They go rushing into the hallway. And at this point, they're going to pretty much just rush past all you guys and just lighting.
Envelop us, etc.
Nice.
Yep. All right, Grinsler. You got two on you. Okay, that's nothing. Fixia, you got two on you. Okay. That's one. You take 3 points of damage. I need a save versus poison.
Okay. Save 3 points?
Mm-hmm. And make a save versus poison. You need to roll high.
Saving throw is an 8. 6. Okay. I pass.
Okay. All right, Stender.
Here's a little nibble.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
One hits. You take 4 points of damage. I need a save versus poison. No, you need to roll above.
Oops.
Oh,
has the hook for totes and
all right.
Shelves going.
Did you want
the shelves,
to spend a
chip? The totes, which
was
the theory that the more difficult thing to pick up, they were all sold out last time I was in there.
We got time.
So I'll go grab some more, but yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Mark
the
down
sad
your
thing
poison.
Is they're not exactly what I thought they were, the shelves, that is.
Oh, yeah.
They're similar. Unfortunately, they're just slightly different. Slightly different.
All right.
They don't link together, but we can still use them. So
yeah,
they're good size.
Sure. We can use them. Good. Just keep track of how much you spend.
Sure, we got all good receipts for you.
And Kataro, you take 7 points of damage. Save versus poison.
I refuse.
All right.
Save versus poison. I have to roll below my
above.
Thing. Above. Then I fail.
All right.
How much damage? Seven.
Seven.
We wanted to scroll to remove poison, but we couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I fail by one.
All right. Got it.
Unless I have any magical bonuses. I'm assuming it's not a mental save. Sad.
Nope.
Oh, well.
All right. Stender.
Let's see. I can't really make out who or which one I am on that grid there.
Nope.
So what's this?
There are spiders around you.
Okay. I will break at one of them with my claws.
All right.
Natural 20.
Okay. It pops. All right. Kataro.
I'll do my two attacks. One on... I'll attack two spiders.
Okay.
First one I roll a 19, second one I roll a 17.
All right, that'll hit both of them.
Uh, 16 points of damage on the first one.
He pops.
And then 13 points of damage on the second
one. And he pops. All right. Back to the beginning. Spiders. Oh.
Yeah, we're all still in the hallway.
Uh-huh.
Would there be any point to moving into the room?
Up to you.
Can I still hit a lot of them if I move into the room?
Kind of depends on how many spiders you...
carry with me?
Yeah.
I'll stay put, I guess.
Okay.
Right. So slicing and dicing. That should hit on 14.
I'm aiming for an armor class 4.
Yeah, good. And we'll do 11 damage on that one.
That does pop it.
All right, and we'll go for the cleave in.
Right.
That will definitely hit.
All right.
And let's do 13 damage.
It dies.
Yay.
All right, Bixia.
Move me down one because I'm going to cast sleep. Does it affect them?
All right, so...
It's like killing spiders in the
hallway. Before I roll to find out anything, I need to know if it even affects them, so...
Not sure if it's going to affect spiders or not.
Spiders sleep, so... Well, no, I mean, I need to know how many hit dice they are, so I know what to roll.
Just need to roll the dice. Tell me. Oh, is it a roll or not?
Yeah, the number affected is based on how many hit dice there are.
Oh.
Like, I roll based on that, so... I'm casting the spell, but I need to know how many there are. Okay. So... Lame. Two of them fall asleep.
Now we can stomp on them.
All right. Squish. Spiders are now done. That was all. The spiders that are in the hallway.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sad. Do we need to go in the room? Kill any spiders in there? Or the big spider in there?
Probably.
All right. Well... That was Bixia. Critters seem to be gone. Stender!
Okay. I'm going to again claw at the spiders in front of me.
There doesn't appear to be any in front of you.
Fantastic.
Well, there's a sleeping one. You can finish it off by just stomping on it if you want to. But if you want to move into the room or move somewhere else, you can.
I would like to stomp the one in front of me.
Okay. It dies.
Squoosh.
All right, you want to do anything else?
Yes, I will move into the room.
You move into the room. You notice there's a lot of desiccated corpses surrounding you.
Who the fuck it?
You also feel slightly sick.
Well, I mean... I'm sure that the bite from the spider is all kind of
inflamed
and
ugly looking.
Right.
So, yeah. Katara, what would you like to do?
I move into the room.
Alright, move into the room. Alright, well, at this point, we're out of combat.
Oh.
There are desiccated corpses. Kataro and Stender, though, are looking really, really, really bad. They're turning green. Yeah. It's not looking very good.
I will quaff one of the healing potions.
Because it is yum, refreshing!
3, 5, and actually get my 7 hit points back, so I'm back at full.
Here you go, here's a band-aid for that.
Thank you.
I cannot remove poison.
It's all right.
I can slow poison.
You could, you know, do that.
So I'm going to do that. I will slow poison.
All right, what's the... How long does that last?
It takes 1 segment. I'm going to have to look up how long it lasts.
While she's just looking that up, this room has got about 4 corpses in it that are mostly covered up by spider webbing that have had all their juices sucked out.
Okay, is there anything interesting on these corpses that I can look for while...
Not anything... Well, actually, that's wrong, valuable-wise. There is, a jewel. And scattered around, you do find, some gold, actually.
Ooh.
I pick up the jewel and the gold in my sickened state. No one's gonna want this gold, right?
Yeah.
This is mine.
It's only gonna last 6 rounds if I cast slow poison.
You also have heal. You have your healing checks.
Oh, well, that does that do anything?
Well, you need to figure out what kind of poison it is.
Okay.
So
I'm assuming we'll do it's that. Spider poison.
That's probably a safe assumption.
Rolled 42 over 30.
On who?
Katara.
Okay. Yeah, it's some sort of spider poison on Kataro.
By Stender.
Good to know.
I rolled 29 under 30 on Stender.
Okay. This poison is not lethal. It is a particular type of spider poison. You know the name of it. Figure it out. It's not going to kill them. It is going to make them ill. It's probably going to last about 8 to 10 hours. They're going to be able to function. Just not well. You could neutralize it, but more likely, you know, bed rest, so on, or they could just suffer through it.
Yeah, because we don't have anything to neutralize it.
Camp out in the hallway or something, if we have to.
So, at this point, you are at either a minus... Basically, you're at a... Well, what's the equivalent? Minus 10% or a minus... I think that's a minus 2? Or is that a 15?
Like as far as stat-wise?
Roll-wise.
Yeah, I think we're minus 2.
Yeah, minus 2, minus 10%.
Okay.
Because of poison.
Because of ickiness.
Ickiness as you are puking up your guts. Now, one thing there is through the... On the southern wall, there is a door.
Okay.
Is it the only door, other door in this area?
Yes.
Okay. Well?
Better check up the traps and head on through. There's a Stender.
Sorry.
Hello.
Please zoned out there. What?
We're checking for traps here.
Check for traps.
Rather, you're checking
on the
for
southern
traps.
Door.
On this new door.
Sorry about that.
It's all good.
It must be the poison.
It's the mushrooms.
It's the mushrooms. There doesn't appear to be any traps on the southern door. And it's also unlocked.
I can crack this one open just in case there's like, you know, spiders that pop at it or whatever. I'll open my axe right in front of my face, though, just in case, you know.
Like, oh, God. All right, you open this up.
There will probably be...
There again, appears to be...
So you don't get snuck up.
A room.
Look, guys, it's a room.
There.
Now,
great.
This way. Mm-hmm. It's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 feet long.
Okay.
And up and down, it is 40 feet.
Okay.
On the bottom west wall, there's a door. And on the middle southern wall, there's a door. There is this random breeze that appears to be kind of swirling around the room. Nothing attacks your face.
Is it the west wall and which wall?
The southern wall.
Okay.
You think there's something on the floor, but from where you're at, you can't really tell what it is.
Can I smell what it is?
No.
Is that good? A breeze?
No. And the breeze just has an odd outdoorsy smell.
Yeah, and this is with Stinger's pole sticking out there?
If you stick the pole past you, it lights up the room, and you notice that there's odd geometric patterns that have been carved into the floor.
Does it make any sense or mean anything to you?
Do I recognize the symbols?
Are they covering the floor?
Yeah, covering the floor.
Like the whole floor? Whole floor? Like, there's no, like, spot without them at all?
No, there are a few spots. It's not the whole floor. There are some spots that you can step on without geometric patterns. They're mostly in the middle.
We'll see what the...
Kind of a spiral...
We'll see what Bixia can make of these things, I suppose.
Okay.
Well, spellcraft isn't going to help me at all. So...
Unless Psycraft can give me anything, because I do have that.
It may.
So I guess I'm going to be casting Detect Magic.
No.
Well, I know they're I know it's magic. Why am I? Why waste a spell? I know it's magic. It's magic. I don't know what kind of magic. Oh. Apparently, I'm incompetent.
No.
I rolled a 100 on my spellcraft check.
But I think I can cast detect, can I? No, I can detect invisibility. Well, I can do detect magic too. Sorry. Do you want to cast it? Do you want me to psionically do it?
How many what are you going to lose if you cast it? How many can you do a day?
Like five. Four, but I never really use it. So like I just need to have one slot left over so I can use my first strike stuff. But
okay, go for it.
So I'll cast detect magic.
Okay.
Detecting.
You do so.
As we get audio effects from Tracy.
Give me a percentile roll.
73.
Okay. Okay. The you get kind of a backlash of magical energy. It just kind of...
Ouch.
Just shocks you and hits you kind of right in the face. And these arcane words, which is weird because you're not an arcane caster.
Right.
But they just spill into your brain. They just start pounding into your brain.
Whoa.
Just pouring into his... into your head. And you can actually see this spell. It looks like it's going in one ear. And it starts to come out the other ear, but then it stops. And then it goes up like his nose and stuff. But he's just being... It's just magical energy is just like being put into his head.
Where is it coming from?
I feel funny.
I imagine you would.
From that, can I identify what kind of magic
that
it is?
Uncomfortable.
Well, you are thinking that there's some sort of chaos taint here, though you haven't gone all wiggity.
Well, I haven't stepped in the room yet either.
Yeah, but he's cast it from out here. But your chaos bolt didn't set anything off either.
Okay. Well, I'll go up and
my mustache is touching.
Like
my
I can't
brain.
Identify it at all.
No, you're not really sure what happened.
Purple sea monkeys.
Purple sea monkeys.
Wondering if it's safe to step in the room as long as I don't step on the symbol. Just because the symbol isn't covering the entire floor doesn't mean the entire room isn't covered by the magic.
Why don't you go check it out?
Says Grinslar.
Yeah. No offense, my magic save is a lot lower than, worse off than yours. I'm not really equipped to deal with this. And you always could like absorb the damage. I suppose I could, but. Can't really save very well against magic.
It's still not making any sense yet. It's just randomness.
I'll try to just take one foot and set it in the room. Anything okay. happen?
No.
I'll take a step back just in case.
Seemed perfectly fine.
Take another step.
Hi, Maggie.
Seemed perfectly fine.
You'll need hugs.
Maybe we just shouldn't cast any
spells. I'm gonna put a finger in here and wiggle it. And just
seem perfectly fine.
Try stepping all the way in the room.
Okay, fine. Am I still alive?
Take a look at these sigils and see if they're trapped.
I'm just gonna fly to one of the spots that doesn't have sigils on it.
You do so. You're looking to see if they're trapped.
Explosive.
The sigils don't appear to be trapped.
man, he stopped.
Again, let's keep moving. Are there any spikes of doom like in the ceiling?
You look up in the ceiling, and all you see is there's a corpse up there that's kind of hovering there, and the wind is not very strong where you're at, but it must be really strong up there because this corpse is up on the ceiling, out of range of you, but it's just stuck up there and it spins.
And I fly into one of the places with that scissors on it.
Yeah, so like, doop, 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 doop.
I guess we should check the doors for traps and get out of here.
Yeah.
You can't climb on it. Okay, which door are you checking first, the southern or western door?
Well, the western door is closer.
The western door? Okay, what did you get?
One.
One. Okay. The western door, it is not trapped.
Okay.
I'm going to go, or you want to check the other one?
Let's go ahead and check the other one while we're here.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Nah. What's up with you?
17.
Arcane magic is being pumped into his head.
That's a bad thing, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have any way of stopping
it. It is also not trapped.
Okay. It's good, guys.
It's like having a book poured into your head.
That actually sounds useful. No?
No.
Oh. Sorry, man.
So which door do we want to go through? West or south?
Who's a bandit?
Good luck.
I'll be good.
So which door do you want to use?
Let's check to the west. We came from the east, like there's a preface, probably like not going to go.
No, it's all jumbled up. Doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask if the plot was good, but you just, you know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm just going to give you the size of the room real quick. Okay. The western room. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 35 this way. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. 55 this way. Okay, you look in. This room is very big, and there is a thin layer of dust on the floor.
Then you want to check the dust for traps, just in case.
Are there any doors?
Now, looking in, you can see from where you're at. So basically, from where you're at, you can see across the way there is a door. That is about 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 feet down on the western wall.
That doesn't make any sense with what you told me the other room sizes were.
Okay, the room goes like this and like this.
Mm-hmm.
So 25 feet down, there's a door.
Oh, 20 feet wide. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense with what you told me the other room sizes were. Actually, there isn't enough room from what you told me the other room sizes were for there to even be a room that size.
I've been giving you the sizes and they all fit on my map.
So.
But there's a door there.
35. Going this way, then 45.
Forgot to bring the map. Who forgot to pack the map?
And then also looking...
Because that door would go directly into the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
And then...
How's it going to the dentist?
25 feet down below from that is another door on that side.
Oh, that's right, butt scratches. That's what you want, is butt
scratches. So in the corner?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
There, this is good.
Well, you said it was 55 feet.
Oh, yeah.
25 legs down and 25 down would be 50. Mm-hmm. So it would be close to the end of the room.
Yeah, it's close to the end.
Oh, okay. That's because Jeremy and Robin never love you, ever.
So, Stender, do you want to step into the room and test this thin layer of dust?
I wish to reverse my grip on my 9-foot pole so the lantern is right next to me.
Okay.
and tap the floor in front of me with the remaining 9 feet of my pole.
Okay. It appears to be very solid.
Okay. I checked the extra waiver traps.
All right.
We're still in this room with all the sigils?
Yeah.
I'll just walk on the damn sigils at this point.
Like, okay, there doesn't appear to be any trap.
All right. I enter so I can get Birdman there.
Okay.
Kintaro, out of the room.
Sigil room?
The grate full of the dictionary's worth of information.
Okay. Yeah, because your brain's not really met for that.
Nah. I just had an encyclopedia dumped into my brain in another language. I don't know what it means.
Okay, well, so you...
It says, remain calm. Don't panic.
You... so Kataro goes in also?
That. It doesn't have to dump it into my head.
Yeah, the language.
Does Kataro follow him in?
Yes.
Okay, you go in. So as you walk, you're putting dust up. Now, on the other side, now this, you can see this now, 10 feet below the door you just came in, there's another door.
Probably says the cake is the line.
Someone let the cake out in the rain.
Directly against the room we just came in?
There's another door.
That's 10 feet below.
Below.
Yeah.
And then from that door...
We've stumbled into the dungeon made by M.C. Escher.
Then from that door, 30 feet down, there's a door on the eastern wall.
We totally need a map for this, like a big old, you know.
Oh, I've got a map.
I'm just not going to map it anymore because nothing you're saying makes sense with the sizes you gave me.
Just try. That way at least you kind of have an idea. It doesn't
I can't. That's impossible. There's no... If it's 10 feet down from the other door and the other door was in the middle of the last wall...
On the southern wall.
You guys is on the southern wall?
No, you guys went out the western.
Yeah. You said that the western door was in the middle, too.
Did not.
Well, then where's the western door?
On the bottom.
The bottom of the room? Okay.
That doesn't sound good.
And the room, where does the room, this room start in relation to that door?
Bottom. The door comes out.
And the entire room is below that door?
Yeah, it's like right at the top of that room.
Okay.
So all these for that cart, huh? Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good cart. All these have some pretty good stuff here now.
They get random stuff.
They do.
It's the most random thing I've ever seen there was a boat.
I don't know, I thought a Wii was pretty random.
Yeah, but a boat.
A boat is kind of fun.
Boat. Swimming pool once too. Was like,
so the western door,
the boat in the
swimming
pool.
Bottom of the room?
That you just came out of? Swimming pool from there before, after the little inflatable ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get random stuff. It's where to go to in the zombie apocalypse, because you know they love generators and leaf blowers and chainsaws.
Mm-hmm.
Randomly.
So then you might be stuck with, you know, like a Batman racket or something, you know.
Yeah.
Useless.
Or a closet organizer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can be organized in the apocalypse.
Yay for organization! Does it have like a plus one versus, you know, survival or something?
I hope so.
No, organized.
Better give us some circumstance bonuses.
And the next door is 10 feet down from the first western door?
Yep.
Liz and I have decided that if there's a zombie apocalypse, we're moving to West Virginia and making friends with the rednecks.
Have you ever seen any of the movies with redneck zombies, though?
No, I don't care about the redneck zombies. I care about the rednecks who have guns and know how to hunt and survivalists.
We have plenty of them here in Kansas. Say,
we have plenty of gun-toting
redneck
people here in Kansas.
I don't think we call them rednecks, though.
No, we call them friends.
Yeah, yes, yeah. I've seen it. Yes.
We're gonna go make friends with Merle.
Okay.
Right. My father has a really large, really heavy safe with lots of guns. Nice. He's not a redneck, but he has lots of guns.
Okay, and where
and
are
then 30 feet down from that,
including the assault
there's
rifle,
there's a door on the south wall. Or, sorry, west, eastern wall.
That's... One door.
I have a shotgun.
10 down. I'm just going to put the door at the very end, okay?
That's fine.
Yeah, you could, like, draw the map. That just throw that map.
And then on the southern wall, right on the end, on the edge right there, there's a door.
The very edge?
Yep. And as you guys are walking around, you're kicking up dust.
And where are the western doors? Or eastern doors? Wait, yeah, western doors.
The western doors, one is just 25 feet down. And then from that door,
mm-hmm.
20 feet down.
By the way, when we walk through these areas, I'm actually, like, you know, sniffing and trying to figure out if there's, like, any sense in the air that I could pick up.
Yeah, so far it's just underground, except for that other one that was outside. You know?
I'm just concerned about, you know, the dust in the town. It'd be, like, Frank or Bob or somebody, you know.
Yeah, this smells, this dirt smells kind of odd. Like, maybe graveyard-ish.
Lovely.
All right, so you have a plethora of doors.
Well, we could check them. And we need to pick one.
First.
Door number one.
You have a feeling, though, that the first door on the west goes out to the same hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Though you could still check it.
We'll check it.
In case you need an escape.
Yeah. Alright, yeah, I'll check that one just because we're on, we almost are sure to know where it goes. I got a 90 though, so yeah.
It, it's perfect. It's a great door. It's a perfect escape.
This is the best door I've ever seen in my
life. You would
fine
make,
construction.
You would make door love to it.
Eww.
Splinters.
Oh. So you shape-shift into a door and then need some time alone.
I make sure to have a door knob.
Whoa.
Oh.
And then the door right below that.
Give him some lamp oil or something to sit.
You know, might touch it on
make
fire.
Sure that the hinges are well lubricated.
So the next western door?
Next western door?
He's going to slam that door all night long. Anyway.
All right, so moving on to the next western door.
I think I broke Jeremy.
If you want to try that one.
Yep, let me take a look. 12.
Yeah, that one seems fine. And you're just kicking up more dust. Guys are starting to cough.
I haven't even gone in the room.
Yeah, I know. You're still in the central room. Alright, well that leaves the southern door and the two doors on the eastern wall.
Okay, I'll move over there and check them.
Alright.
Check quickly. The dust is accumulating.
On the southern door.
Okay, the southern door does not appear to be locked, but not a trap, but it is locked.
Alright. I would like to try and open it.
Alright.
56 over 55.
Haha, it defeats you.
It's okay.
Plus
I might.
Minus 10%.
Trusty.
Defeated you.
Lock picking mechanism right here.
Trying again. Cough. Okay. That time I got a 20.
Alright, well you hear a click.
Alright, what's on the other side?
You're like, fuck the other doors. Locked door is the best type of door. Alright, he opens the southern door. The room is full of these tiny statues.
Oh boy, golems.
There's seven of them.
Or gargoyles or something fun.
There appears to be a couple of doorways, but these statues are just standing there.
Statues of
little human people.
Do they have weapons?
I don't know. You have to go down there. He's the only one that's looking in.
Stand there! Do they have weapons?
Do they have weapons?
Yeah, they got little artistic weapons.
They don't look like they're real weapons. They just look sort of artistic.
Art-
artistic weapons.
Yeah, they're sculptures, man.
Right.
And next to the little statues, there's pots.
What type of pots?
Spittoons. Pots that are sealed. They're clay pots.
Okay, like urns?
Urns, yes.
Okay. Well, that's about all I've got. So yeah, that's what's in there, guys. There's some statues and pots.
Well, let's avoid... Should we check out the other rooms before we go into the pot room? For now? Because...
Yeah. I'm back to check the other rooms.
Yeah, I'm going to say, let's avoid the little stupid guys or something for right now.
Okay.
57.
All right.
One of each doors.
That one's fine.
And 95.
That one's definitely fine.
Oh, these doors are fine.
You'll be perfectly fine.
Okay. Open eastern door, the southernmost one.
All right. Goes into a north-south hallway.
Okay.
Though if you kind of glance to the south, it looks like the hallway kind of branches to the east. And ends in a doorway on the south.
Okay.
When you look north, do you see the other door? Or does the hallway start at this door?
You do see a door... You think you see a door on the western wall... To the north.
Okay. So both the eastern doors open into the hallway.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you see a door on the north wall to the north?
Nope.
Okay, so that door probably goes into another room.
Well, you want to check out the pot room first?
Yep.
Alright. Let's go get some pot.
Is Bixia going to actually go into room 11 yet? That has dust?
Yes, but I'm going to cover my mouth because I don't want to inhale the dust because it's making everybody else cough.
All right. Find some rag or something to, you know, put around.
I will give you the size of the room that has the pots and the little guys.
Okay. 5, 10, 15,
20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 this way. The doorway that you're coming in is in the middle on the northern side.
Okay. How long is the room? The room with the dust.
Mm-hmm.
From east to west.
It's on the side. Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
35.
They're giving away a lot of stuff with it. Many.
And this door is in the middle of the next room?
Mm-hmm.
To check it out whenever we can.
Yeah.
How doesn't it run into the hallway?
It's in about a week, and it's every day it jumps about
5,000 to 10,000. Which hallway?
The hallway through the
greater than
other
guys
door.
Have another one going on for the next expansion.
Through the east door.
I saw that. Yeah.
It hit 50 grand on Friday.
It's below.
That's pretty cool. It just started, didn't
it? So
that's pretty cool.
Well, the other door, you said, was at the end of the wall. So does the hallway end right where you come out that door?
Sure. You said it was at the end. That will make sense. We can just do it that way.
This one does a lot of really cool custom, kind of custom.
Ignore that hallway. That hallway would not be
good. Are based off of, like,
movie characters.
That particular hallway is just going to lead you to this room.
Okay. Okay, so how big is this room?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45.
I should recognize this one, I think.
25 feet.
You're too low.
Hold
on. Super surprising me, thoughts.
Sorry, but part of the problem is these rooms are way too big to put on graph paper.
That's
so
fine.
I have to do I have to do 10 feet for each square, and all the rooms end at 5 feet.
That's fine. There's a door over here on the eastern wall.
over here where?
On the top.
I'm not mapping it anymore. Mapping it is making me very mad.
Don't map it then. Sweet.
Mapping it makes it no fun.
Then don't map it.
You're the one who told me I needed to.
You live in the dark day.
All right, so there is a large room. There is a door on the eastern wall. There is a door on the southern wall. In this room, like I said, there are the little dudes, and there are some pots. What would you like to do?
Don't open the pots.
Open the pots.
Well, are there any other doors off of this one? You may have said, but I'm
yeah, not there's sure. A eastern door and a southern door. And some other doors that are important.
Okay. I will go check out the eastern door.
Okay. As you step into the room, you feel like you're being watched.
Well, yeah, Grinsler and the others are right behind him, so what's the problem?
Do the rest of you walk in with him?
I walk in. I don't want to stay in the dust room.
Okay. Now, the eastern door is hanging open.
Okay.
All right.
What's through there?
Yeah, what's on the other side?
All right, looking through there. There is a north-south room. Mm-hmm. It has a door on the eastern side and a doorway on the southern side, and there is a tile labyrinth covering the floor.
What do you mean a tile labyrinth?
Okay. Tile labyrinth. Appears to be the floor has tiles, and it makes marks out a labyrinth. Just a maze that you can walk through.
So, like, is it actually standing up, or is it just, no, just a flat path and tiles?
Just a decorative flat tile.
Okay. So, if we don't want to do anything with the statues, do we want to go through the eastern door, or do we want to check the south door?
Well, the eastern door is open, and we can see what's on the other side, so let's check the south door.
All right.
Sounds good.
As you guys kind of creep around there.
21.
All right. That doorway is open, too. Doesn't appear to be trapped. All right. Oh! A large room has another opening towards the south. A crater has been blasted into the floor of the east side of the room. There is a southern archway, which is a hallway. There seems to be some weird writing on the wall.
Does it look like magical writing or some language?
It just looks like Andradian.
What's it say?
Are you going into the room?
No.
Can we read it from here?
To read it?
You're going to have to go into the room to read it.
Well, I don't read Andradian. I don't
probably
think
so.
No.
I read Andradian.
Okay.
Yeah, I read Andradian.
So, yeah, I'll go into the room and check it out.
All right. It says, someone has scrawled 7 steps forward, 9 steps back.
Maybe that's they're trying to tell us something. We're not really making any progress here. Yeah.
Well, so I'll translate it for everyone. Does it mean anything to anybody?
Is it 7 steps forward, 9 steps back?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to step in the room 7 paces and go 9 steps back. Just for fun.
Okay.
Because moving can't hurt anything, right?
Right.
Well, you're not dead.
Yet.
Yet. No, you seem to be fine.
Nope, doesn't mean anything to me. That was the obvious thing, so I'm good for the obvious.
Is there anything else in the room?
Other than that crater.
I'll go investigate the crater.
Okay. The crater looks like it's been blasted in the floor on the east side of the room. It looks like somebody was trying to get out.
And there's no body in here?
No.
What if I center on the writing and then like step forward and back? No, nothing.
Someone was trying to get out blasting this crater?
Well, I mean, if you set yourself kind of back a little ways, it looks like somebody was trying to get out of the room.
Oh. Hold the door open. Just, you know, just in case.
Yeah, hold the door open.
Okay. There is a archway to the south that goes into a hallway.
I think we've missed the party.
Yeah.
Not that I'm really saddened by that fact, but I think we missed the party. That's what it feels like. Not that I'm, you know, complaining. Looks like it was a fun party. There's some fireworks or something going on.
Well, I mean, you're not sure exactly how big this place is either, is the problem.
Yeah.
And so far, these deadly traps have been a couple spiders that have bitten two party members. Well, yeah, and some arcane language that is trying to bore into his brain, so...
Oh, it still is?
Well, you don't see it, but he's obviously weird.
Still bouncing around in there.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie, stop. You shouldn't be down. It's too early. Mitchell won another one later tonight. I guess it's almost 3.
So, what would you like to do? You guys have the...
No other exits from this room?
Since
there is a southern exit.
Okay,
the archway.
There is an archway.
I think we should go through the other rooms first if somebody was trapped in this room and couldn't get back.
Now, the crater, it looks like it's somebody getting out. I mean, were they trying to get out through the south or through the north?
Crater was on the east side of the room, on the floor of the east side of the room.
Okay. Yeah. I'd say we need to come back to this one.
So you can either go back to the room with the statues, and go to the labyrinth, or the dust, or you can try the southern exit.
Let's try the southern exit.
Yeah.
Southern exit.
Okay.
In which room?
It's a hallway.
Oh no, we were going to leave this room and come back to that later. We didn't want to pass through this room because whoever it was apparently got trapped in here.
So you want to go back to the room with the statues then?
Mm-hmm. And then go
I think, yeah,
there.
It's on the other place.
And then,
yeah.
Okay, so from the room of the statues, do you want to then go to the labyrinth room? Or do you want to go back to the dust room? And then go back up to the room with the glyphs and try the southern exit from there? Those are your kind of choices.
I think say we not probably go back to the glyph room because you don't want to like add anything more to the book that's already in his head, you know, like volume 2.
Well, I think that was a result of the spell.
I know, but I just, you know, just in case, because he doesn't need volume 2 right now. He's still working on volume 1, so
we mustn't. Well, it's, that only happened when I tried to detect magic in there. So I think as long as we don't cast a spell in there, we should be fine. Or try to comprehend it.
Or do you want to try something else? I mean, or try anything.
Well,
those are the room options.
Somebody pick a door.
Let's go through the door in the glyph room.
Oh, sure.
Door in the glyph room.
That way we'll be thorough.
Okay, I had statues. So, let's have a consensus.
Somebody roll a die and we'll decide which door we're going through.
Alright, high or low, Robin?
High.
Okay. High, we go to the glyph room. Low, we go to the statues. All right.
Okay.
Well, we're already in the statue room.
Yeah. I got a 20, so high. Jeez. Nice waste of a 20 there.
So you're going to.
So high, we're going. What?
We're going through the south door in the glyph room.
Yeah. So high through the glyph room.
Okay. So you go all the way back.
Yes.
Okay. Now. You open that door.
And explode.
Right. Now, on this one, this is a large room. There's a hallway that goes north through an archway. There's a door on the eastern wall. There are two doorways on the southern wall. Of interest, someone has scrawled, "There is no way out," on the west wall. A pile of rotten bread lies in the northeast corner of the room.
That's encouraging.
You said this one had doors as well, or that was it?
Yes, it has a hallway to the north. It has a doorway on the east, and two doors on the south.
More doors.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Well, we could get to checking them and see if there's anything, you know, that we can put together with the map we've got so far.
I think we should just hug one wall and go.
Yeah.
Wherever that takes us. So.
You're taking enough space.
Yes. So let's. Facing the way we're facing through this south door, right?
Okay.
We're going to go along the left wall.
Got it.
What's the first door we hit along there?
Okay.
Jeremy's doing the robot dance.
Okay. Well, that would lead you to the hallway.
Okay,
keep going. And that ends in a doorway.
Okay.
Which is, well, door, actually. So do you want to check the door?
Yes, we're checking the door. Check the door.
No, we're going to open it without checking for traps, because that's how we roll.
Yes.
Okay. Let me get the...
Leave on the edge.
Let me get the fireball going.
36, I'm checking for traps.
Okay. Okay, no traps, but it is locked.
Okay, I will attempt that. 29.
All right. Let's see your open locks. That should do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you get it. All right.
Excellent.
Now you can't follow the left because it runs into a wall, but you can follow around. Now this room has a door on the eastern wall. It also has a wooden platform with a ladder up there. You can smell sulfur.
Smells like my cloak.
Yeah.
Are you saying hello?
There's a rope that's hanging off the platform.
So this room has a platform. Okay, say
yes.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
The room has a door on the eastern wall, and then it has a wooden platform. There's a sulfurous smell, and there's a rope hanging off the platform.
Well, I'm no good at climbing.
Look over the platform.
Well, the platform's up.
It's fine.
You can fly.
I fly up to the platform.
Yeah, there's like a nest.
Oh, there's a nest up there?
Yep.
A nest of what? Just a nest? Like a.
It's got like odds and ends, like buttons and like. Jars of eyeballs. And
something lives up here. Okay.
Hands.
Something lives up here and it collects odd things like eyeballs and hands. And obviously needs a rope to get up here. So.
That's an odd combination.
I would say it's not something that is indigenous to these surroundings. That's all that's up there. I'll look through the nest, basically.
Digging through the nest. like gross body parts. And, like,
yeah, body parts and stuff. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I think if anything that would have a nest and smell like sulfur.
It would require a rope to get up here.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's the rope that's causing confusion. So, when you look at the rope, if you follow the rope over, you actually kind of stare long enough at the rope, and while you're not a trap person, you kind of realize that if somebody climbed the rope, they would get a whole lot of rocks on their head.
Oh. The rope is a trap.
Oh.
Pulls rocks down.
Well, then let's not pull on that.
No.
But there is something that smells of sulfur that is... that apparently makes a nice little bed and nest up here.
Or you could trigger it and see if anything shows up. Nah, that's not.
Yeah, let's know it.
Alright, I'll slide back down.
Alright. Continue following your wall?
Yes.
Yep.
Alright, come to your next door. I'm assuming you want to check your door?
Yes, definitely.
Alright, check your door.
83.
Oh, right. It's fine. It's not even locked.
Awesome.
Next room. Next room. Following it around, it has another door on the eastern wall. Though, strangely, it has... It's filled with barrels.
This next room is filled with barrels?
Yeah. You can move through it, though, but it's okay. Filled with barrels.
Oh, barrel of what?
You guys want to open one?
I'm going to open one of the barrels.
Last time we opened one, there was a...
Oh, I've already been...
He's already opened something. One up.
I've already been bitten by a spider. I'm going to open
one. He's like, he opens one up.
There are works.
And it's okay. Filled with oil.
Oil!
Don't light...
Nobody light a match. Yeah. I'll close it back up.
All right. You also hear...
This room is very flammable.
Yes. You also hear, after closing the barrel, you hear a clanking sound that can be faintly heard near the western wall.
Ooh, ooh. Head over to the western wall.
Okay. You head over to the western wall. On the floor, there's some sort of odd... It's about this big. When I say this big, about a foot in radius.
Radius or diameter?
Diameter. Mechanical machine
thingy.
It's got gears and
hey Stender, pieces. You want to come take a look at this?
Sure.
It's kind of like hopping around and running into the wall and such.
Can I get close enough to examine it?
Yeah.
Take a look, too.
It seems to be ignoring you guys.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
So what would I do to try and figure out what this thing is?
Well, you could still do trap. You could still look for traps, make sure it's not, like, explosive or something.
Sure, we'll start with that.
Zip a bomb.
50.
Well, to the best of your knowledge, it doesn't appear to be explosive.
It means it almost assuredly is.
Is my knowledge of locks of any use? Mechanical gears and such.
You could probably take it apart, but that's not going to really help it.
It's probably not a lock.
Right. Unfortunately, not being an engineer.
I have no idea what this is. Although it does not seem to be working properly, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, it's just pounding against the wall. And with Bixia, it's
not magical,
really. I mean, I guess you could try detect magic. But it doesn't appear to be...
It looks more mechanical than magical.
Yeah,
I've never seen anything like it myself, so... All right, well...
And it seems to be ignoring you guys. It's just pounding against the wall, making noise.
I try to pick it up.
It's just a contraption?
When you pick it up, it's kind of flails, like it's... Can't do what it was doing.
Is there a secret door there?
No.
I'm gonna pick it up and see if there's an off switch or something I can notice.
Doesn't really have
so many batteries or anything.
No, but if you flip it over, it still starts flailing. It has like a like hammer thing.
If we put it down on the other side of the room, does it come back to the spot on the wall?
Comes to the spot and just keep pounding.
Is there anything noticeable about that spot on the wall?
Not that you see. I mean, putting the lantern on it, there's nothing invisible. You don't detect any secret doors. It just is whatever it's fascinated by that spot.
We should carry it to the next room and see what it does.
That's a good idea. Let's do that.
Your purpose is this wall. We're going to take you away your purpose. Thanks.
Because it doesn't seem to be a relevant purpose. Maybe it has a purpose in other rooms.
All right.
Maybe it's in the wrong room.
Maybe it'll make things blow up. It'll be fun to see what it does.
All right, so you move on to the next room. There's a door in the southern wall. This room is empty, dusty, but not dusty like the other weird-ass room.
You put little bits down.
You put little bits down, and it...
Its name is Little Bits.
Yep. Do you close the doors behind you guys?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it walks up to the door, and it starts pounding on the door...
I open the door.
It walks through the door and disappears into the room.
The room we were just in?
Yep, it's going to the same spot.
I think it's just malfunctioning.
Do you have a bag
that
would hold
it? Who knows what it was originally supposed to do, but...
Yeah.
Do you have a bag that would hold it?
Because Jeremy's like, ha-ha, red herring. Nothing has nothing to do. It's just set dressing. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Fools!
You guys have plenty of bags.
I'm gonna bag it.
Why?
Because you never know when something, a good decoy might come in handy.
You take it. There is a door on the southern wall that you can check if you wish.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Or do check that. For traps. Hello? Thing hat with movement.
Okay.
can move. 79.
All right. This door is perfectly fine. All right, and you're continuing, you're going left?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this room... filled with water. No, it's not. This room has a bunch of doors, but you're continuing to the left. Strangely, hey, I called that one. There's a weapon rack and a basin of water sitting in the northwestern corner of the room. Several iron blobs are scattered throughout the room.
Iron blobs?
Blobs. They're not moving.
But they could.
They're like solid.
Solid iron blobs.
Looks like melted gobs of iron?
Yep.
They're now solidified.
Yep.
Interesting.
And so there's a weapon. Very hot went through this room.
They're about the size of the thing you just stuffed in your...
So there's a basin of water, a weapons rack, these iron blobs. This is,
and doors.
What's in the weapons rack?
Rusted weapons.
Hmm. Is there anything in the basin of water? Is it old stale water?
There is, yeah. Old stale water. A couple bugs.
Okay.
Flies.
This might have been like a forge or something at one point.
Strangely, no forge, though.
Yeah.
No anvil.
But, you know, there are other ways of making fire and whatnot. Who knows? They could have had a fire elemental all chained up in
here.
That's
true. This place is fucked up. Mm-hmm. But you're continuing going left?
Yes.
All right.
You take an iron blob. Just for fun.
Okay, you tear it off the floor.
Bag it.
In a bag. Alright, it leads you around a hallway. And it leads you around another hallway, and there is a staircase. Now, I need one luck roll from one person.
One down.
Alrighty.
Well, before we go down the stairs and have something horrible happen to us, maybe we should walk the dogs.
Okay.
Bathroom break for everybody. Thank you, Ethan.
You're welcome.
Huh, my laptop has moved. I can now see all of Jeremy's notes.
Oh, that's cool.
I can't read any of them, but...
Aha.
This is really Ethan's plan, is to have me look at all of Jeremy's notes
yes.
and then text him.
It's the table of chaos.
Okay.
Which I need everybody to do a save or spells first.
But I don't wanna.
You need to roll higher.
Shit.
I fail.
I also fail.
I barely fail.
I fail.
Okay.
Unless it's something mental.
Nope.
No.
I need percentile from Tracy.
Does this have my minuses on it?
Nope.
I do have spell. Magic resistance.
Okay.
Do you need my magic resistance?
Yeah.
I do not get my magic resistance.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy.
You're welcome.
All right. I need a percentile from Ethan.
100.
Oh, God.
Yes!
100 right there.
Did anybody pass? Did you?
Booyah!
And my spell still sucks.
And if I was playing the Marvel Superheroes role-playing game, I'd been awesome!
Okay.
My saves are really good. Except for even breath weapons.
I need percentile.
I think I just...
Unfortunately, I roll like crap all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, let me
79.
Just, let me just replace my character's mini. That's what I look like now.
Fire elemental!
What did you get?
79.
No,
no, I'm not a fire elemental. I'm just on fire.
Is that like how much percent dead we are right now? These percentile rolls?
Yes. Don't go. That was funny.
Okay.
10.
It's okay. I was pulling out the natural ones with... in Andre's superhero game for a while there too.
Okay, so like, you guys
okay,
start
just
down,
don't roll a one.
Start down the stairs.
So it works.
Yeah. It's like thanks Murphy's Andre for out. Saying that. Now I roll one. All right, down the stairs.
Oh look, they're pulling the brain lava. Fly.
Oh.
All right, we're going down the stairs.
Yep. All right. This is a large chamber. It's not to scale.
Here?
No.
No, it's not the burning
None of this
area.
Is to scale. But you're in number one.
Okay.
It's a four massive pillars are holding up this huge room. The pillars have been carved into the shape of giant... knights standing at attention. Their weapons and armor have been decorated with mystic runes. Shadows seem to be... I know your one light source is your ever-burning torch, so it shouldn't be affected by wind. So, but it is moving, and shadows seem to be flickering across your guys' faces. You are definitely feel like you're being watched by the pillar statues. And the stairway, that staircase that's on there, that's where you came down.
Oh, I figured that.
The doorways on the map
so we
are
came
various.
Down here?
Yep, you came down there.
So we're facing this way.
Yep. There's various doorways. Let's see. Four doorways, two to the left, two to the right. Lead deeper into the vault.
So basically, these doorways. What's this down here?
Just that's just a wall.
Just a big
death.
Of death. Okay.
Now, okay. Couple of things right now. Robin?
Yes?
You can see, like... There's shadows, but right now you can see as if it's daylight.
Okay.
Like perfect. Like nice. There's no shadows at all. Now any non-magical weapons with wooden shafts, though, anything that's made of wood is starting to warp.
No, no wood over here.
I don't have anything.
Well, Stinder, if he's still in door format, he's in trouble.
There's that 9-foot pole.
Yeah, your 9-foot pole is starting to warp.
Is now a 9-foot parabola.
Yeah, it's warping like crazy. we're talking like, yeah, and it warps.
Is it cracking or is it just bending?
Well, it warps first. Now it's starting to crack because it's warping so badly.
Okay.
We'll get the lantern of revealing off of it.
Yeah, you get the lantern off.
Yeah, definitely.
As you watch it, I mean, it just shatters. I mean, and you can see the pieces of twigs, like, start warping.
We will have a moment of silence for the 9-foot pole that has been with us so long.
And
poor pole.
It's so weird because it kind of has created this, like, it warps away from Pendler.
I pat Stender on the back saying, it's okay. It's okay.
So it's warping away from him, like trying to get away from
yeah,
him?
Yeah, it's warping away from Grinsler. And this very raw voice over your shoulder says, I really don't like this place. Meow.
You can talk?
Well, yes.
Okay, now, have you always been able to talk and you've just been really, really quiet, or did you just now gain the ability?
Well, one day I was licking my butt.
As one does.
And suddenly the world came into focus. And I realized there was so much more to licking my butt. And crapping.
You saying there's so much more butt to lick, or so much more than licking your butt?
And I realized that I had a purpose in life. And I want to find that purpose.
Okay.
And then I saw a mouse. And I chased that mouse, and I captured that mouse. And I conversed with that mouse. The mouse didn't say anything back, so I ate that mouse.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can you still change size?
Well, yeah.
Okay, are you just choosing to be small right now, then?
Well, of course. That boat ride was horrifying.
It seemed like pretty much every hour or so you were shifting back and forth.
That was annoying.
Okay, but now you're in control of it.
Well, of course.
Of course.
I don't like this place.
Alright, are you okay just hanging out in my hood while we figure out what's going on here?
Why don't you like this place?
This place is creepy.
Is he talking to his cat?
Well, the cat's talking to everybody.
The cat's talking out loud.
And it's really creepy because his lips are moving.
That is kind of weird, yeah. Your name isn't Zachary Binks, is it?
No.
Okay. Just thought I'd, you know, check on that one.
You're a dog. Wolf thing.
I'm a bird man.
Much more than that.
Possibly eat him later.
That would take some doing as you're a tiny cat.
Suddenly there's a panther on his
in his hoodie? Alrighty then.
Then he's a tiny cat again.
Shifter, it's okay if I call you Shifter, right?
Yes.
Okay. Could you hop out of my hood before you turn big?
No. I like it in here. It's warm.
I
puked in your bags last night. I'm sorry about that.
If you're going to turn big, could you leave my hood? Because that really hurt.
Right.
If you don't get down before you change, you might break the hood.
This seems to be a problem of yours.
If the hood breaks, that's your problem because you like to be in the hood. If it breaks, you won't be able to be in the hood anymore.
If you turn big while you're in there.
There seems to be some logic to this.
There is logic
to it. I don't want to break this hood.
That's why you need to step out of the hood before you change size.
So, anyway, person, You gotta clean out your pouch at some point so I can hide in it too.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
My name is Stender.
Yes, person. I understand this.
Okay. Right.
So why do you think this place is creepy?
I'm in my pouch right now. My pouch is empty.
No,
he's already indicated that your pouch has puke in it.
It's the pouch of puking now.
I apologize, I had a hairball. But I did leave you a gift in the other pouch.
I'm going to open the other pouch.
There's like three mice in there. And a dead bird.
I eat them.
Gross.
Excellent. We've come to an understanding.
We are a strange menagerie.
You want to be in the pouch that you puked in, or the pouch that you left my gifts in?
Oh god, there's puke in there.
Well, I'll clean that out.
Well, yeah, after it's clean, I'm gonna go hide in there.
Okay, I clean it out.
Very good. Now don't die. Dying is bad. Then I have to be with the dog and the bird.
Right. And growl the cat.
And the dragon elf. Don't die.
I'll do my best not to.
Don't get me killed.
Also.
So, what are the markings on the pillars? The statue pillar guys.
Markings, they're mystical runes of protection, as well as runes to keep out like spirits, teleportation magic, things to keep things from teleporting in, divination magic, stuff like that.
Detect magic would be considered divination, wouldn't it?
Yes. There are also runes covering the walls. The runes on the walls shift to basically change so that you can tell it's a story, a warning against Tomb Raiders. That whole scary thing, immediate death, destruction, horrible disembowelment. Yeah. There's like pictures of people getting their guts ripped out, losing eyeballs, things like that. Grinding, being ground up.
Joyous. Well.
Good. Anything else to do in this room? Should we move on to the next room before, you know, random little bits or something?
We can do 2, 3, 9, or 10.
Well, we can keep going left and just, you know, follow that pattern. So, 3.
Okay, let's go look at room number 3.
Okay, so you're going to look into room number 3?
Yes.
We're definitely going to look before we stand. Or Kataro can go in there and just stand there.
La 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 la.
Yeah, it looks like there's some skeletons in there.
The walls of this room are carved stone. When looking in, the floor is littered with skeletons and rusty equipment. There's also a fine layer of ash and dust. There's holes on the north and south walls. The holes are at shoulder height. They're about the size of a child's fist.
Can we determine how they were made? Like someone punched it, like, or was like burned in? What?
Burned,
drilled,
just carved there.
Carved.
Well, from out here, no.
No matter what, terrible things come through the holes, I'm sure.
Or from the opposite side of the wall from the holes, or whatever. Making like fireballs or something, like being spit acid, something, you know. Because
there any sign of a mechanism or anything that might trigger such awfulness?
You are going to need to, from out here, I need you to give me your fine traps.
Alright.
51. Oh, 51. He is doing that. Alright. Now, you can't quite put your finger on it, but something about the door that you are staring at is not quite right. And what points you to it is you're looking around, and Kataro actually points out how this door in front of you is... Both of you are pretty sure that this door in front of you will slide shut.
Do we know what triggers it sliding?
No.
Okay.
Maybe we should take a look at the next door.
Yes, we'll go look down into room number two.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. I need this one appears to be completely empty. There is a floor.
Well, that's good.
I do need a check again for fine trap.
Okay. 94.
Okay, this door is perfectly fine.
I'm sure that it is.
Okay. Well, if this door is fine, then I'd say, let's go into this room.
All right.
Let's go into this room.
Yep.
You all step into the room.
And die.
The door slides shut behind us?
No.
Oh.
That's a good thing. Hopefully. Okay, then.
Walk through the room.
Carefully.
Okay. Start walking in the room. The room is
completely empty.
Room appears to be empty. Walk through the room.
We're holding up the
lamp. Well, hopefully Sandra is checking for traps first.
Yes. We go inch by inch.
Good! I'm still mourning the loss of my 9-foot pole.
Yes.
That would be 73.
Alright.
He's mourning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Alright. Now, I need perception checks from everybody.
Notice.
You need to roll under, remember.
No.
I passed by 11.
And no.
35 and 46.
Kataro, you notice that up ahead of you, and as you guys are moving, and he's looking for traps, there is a skeletal body.
I see a skeletal body.
It's getting closer as... It's not walking. It's laying by the side of the road, the path.
Mm-hmm.
But as you get closer, and then suddenly you guys can see it too. But you also notice that the doorway is not getting any closer. But you guys now see the skeletal body. You all see the skeletal body. It's laying by the side of the... over by the wall. Just laying there. Wasn't there when you looked in.
But now that we're all in the room, it's there.
It's there. And for you, you saw it as a small one, and then as you were walking, it got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Like you were walking towards it. But nothing else is getting...
Nothing else is getting bigger.
Getting bigger. Okay. Well, let's try taking 9 steps, or 7 steps forward, and then 9 steps back.
So, you do that. Alright. Well, you notice that the door behind you is not getting any closer.
Uh-huh.
Either is the door in front of you.
I'll try to fly towards one of the doors. Nothing.
Yeah.
What if we, if I walk away from the party a few steps, do I notice them getting closer, further away?
No, they're the same.
Okay. But the doors still remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if you guys keep moving, you pass another skeleton. Okay. This one has, a water bottle. It's empty.
Suck. Well, half the tech magic come along there. You seem to be caught in the infinite loop.
I don't think detect magic is going to help us. I think spellcraft.
Well, you found some wards against divination and whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So I don't want to cast detect magic. And it's undoubtedly magical. No, nothing for spellcraft.
Alright, I will look under... I'm going to examine the body. Okay. And if we go towards one of the side walls, do the walls get closer?
If you head to one of the side walls, yes. You can get to one of the side walls.
Alrighty.
This way. If you try to go that way...
They just stay.
It stays. Yeah.
Okay.
What about the other side wall?
Yeah, you can head to that side wall.
So essentially we can go to these north and south walls.
Right.
But going east or west, we're going... Or, you know, whatever. Going this way or this way, it's forever and infinite.
Right.
All right. Well... This seems like a good place to start a merchant's caravan.
You just set it up.
Well, I've got the first drink and then you plot the old iron blob.
Examine the body.
Okay.
Souvenirs.
And what was it on, what was written in the what were the things you found written in this room? The runes?
There was protection runes against teleportation.
Okay.
Divination.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible things about tomb robbing.
Okay. Well, we're not tomb robbers, so yes.
Is there anything on the ceiling?
Look up. Look down. Mm-hmm. Look out.
Mm-hmm.
Examine the floor, examine the ceiling, examine the walls that we can get to.
Yep.
Can we climb the walls?
You can climb the walls. Unfortunately, still this and this.
Okay.
Give me a psycraft check.
I make it by two.
Okay. This is not standard illusion, but it is something that's obviously affecting the mind.
Okay.
And making you obviously believe.
So I will disbelieve. This,
but it's not an illusion per se.
Okay.
So something has to be done, not just simple disbelief, because it has something to do with what is going on. It's something physical that you are doing.
Okay.
They've wrapped it to something physical of you.
All right, I will iterate this information. So it might be us walking. It's could not be. Good. So it is an illusion, but it's not. It's something that's wrapped to our wrapped to what we're physically doing. So
well, they think I'm just gonna sit down on the floor.
You're like, I'm just
yeah.
If I put little bits down, what you know, just him giving
little bits. Little bits. Heads. Back. To the doorway, you guys are at. Walks out the doorway, which appears to be right there, out that doorway,
uh-huh.
And disappears because it takes a. She goes up the stairs.
Son of a bitch!
But when it moved, damn. The door seemed to be.
Door was right there.
Behind us, so we haven't even moved into the room, really.
I mean, you are in the room. You are
like
in the middle
of the room,
yeah.
Basically. Basically, we think we're moving, but we're not actually moving from the sound of it. Like, we're, like, in between the doors.
What is everybody's wisdom?
Well, I'm going to try closing my eyes and walking.
Okay. He walks up to the wall. Or the other door.
Try closing your eyes.
Okay, I'll close my eyes.
All right.
I'm going to go back and get Little Bits.
Oh, Little Bits is heading up the stairs.
Can I get him real quick?
Basically, I'll correct. Walk up to this northern wall, close my eyes, and then feel along to feel through the door.
You do so. You have defeated that particular trap. That was the physical thing. little bit doesn't have eyes. Alright. The bastard, the endless corridor has been defeated.
Okay, so we move into number four, it looks like.
Alright. So, we really only need one of you guys, I guess, just to show
represent that we're there.
Alright. Now, the door here stands open. Now, when you come in, well, are you actually coming in, first of all?
You should probably check it for traps.
Yeah, I'll wait for everyone to get up there.
Up there.
And so this is actually a door, not like
yes,
an archway.
It is. Okay. But there are doors on most of these.
Okay.
A mighty 94.
All right.
Wow. Not trapped at all. Oh, nope. Hang on, let me see if I beat my 9%. No, I'm...
Got that 19%. I... Nope. 98.
Actually, what do you roll?
I don't remember. There, I got a 13. I still fail.
It is not trapped. You suddenly go, huh, this isn't that difficult.
Okay.
It is not
trapped. Open the door.
All right, so.
After three of us look at it and determine there are no traps, we'll just open the door.
The walls of this rectangular room are decorated with a series of twenty huge stone faces depicting ogres, demons, and other fiendish creatures, lips pulled back in a series of snarls, shouts, and screams. The faces have been cunningly designed and appear to shift and move. They jut out, leaving just enough space that you could crawl one person at a time through. There's also several alcoves between them.
It's a gauntlet.
At the far side, there is a single goblin, its face upturned in a weaselly grin, and its eyes drinking in whatever light source.
Okay. Like a living goblin?
No, like a head, just a stone head.
Okay. So it's like a statue head thing. Okay.
Does this ring any bells? I've got religion, spellcraft, and local history.
No.
Well, crap.
Alrighty. How many of those things are... How many of these are there? Are this accurate? There's like, what, 10?
Yeah, those are accurate. Those little spaces are the alcoves.
Okay. And then there's the goblin at the end.
Yes.
Are the alcoves man-sized?
They are.
Okay. So, no traps. We
on the door.
On the door. No one poked their head in yet. I'm going to throw the iron blob in there in the middle of the floor.
So, where do you want to throw the iron blob?
It's like middle of the hallway, roughly.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay. You throw it right there. Nothing happens. Actually, no, I'm wrong. Throw it right there. Suddenly, a pair of arrows fires out of the goblin's eyes. Then, followed right after by stone from the mouths. And then another set of arrows. And then stone.
So the heads are shooting stone out of the mouths?
Yeah, basically... a series of stone slabs will emerge from the demon's mouth, slamming together an area between them with crushing force.
Oh, it's the chompers.
But it's horizontal, so they're like shooting up and crushing. Are they...
How high off the ground are they?
They are... Basically... they trigger in such a way that they block up and down. And...
So they block the whole area, right. Basically. What about the arrows?
The arrows fire basically at chest.
Right.
And the arrows keep firing, because once you throw that thing, it keeps firing for... It fires 20 times. It goes chunk, 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 20 times.
And then just stops? Or
and
is
then
there...
stops. And then the stones slowly go like that.
Okay. I'm going to put, like, just put little bits, like, right...
No, little bits ran away.
No, I would grab, went back
he
and grabbed
him. And grab
him. Just like go, like wave him around, like right inside the door, bit or right inside the interwood, but not like the middle.
Yeah, so waving him around doesn't do anything.
Okay, so basically it has to be okay. So and that's inside the room itself, actually, but not like middle of the room, but just
well, where you threw that heavy metal thing sure. Right there.
But like. Basically, waving around over here does nothing.
Waving them around like this doesn't do anything.
Okay.
But well, that big metal thing...
What are these heads that we see here? What are they? I mean, what do they look like?
Demons, right? Demons, okay. Ogres, fiendish things.
So basically, you could kind of probably creep along, maybe get a few spaces, and then like wait out the arrows between the alcoves, most likely. Is what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything on the floor that would trigger it? Because waving them around didn't do anything, but...
Hmm. Well, Mr. Stender,
mm-hmm.
When Bixia points out, is there anything on the floor, you did see him, you saw Grinsler throw that iron blob,
right.
And the floor... in front of room 3 did get pushed down, and that seemed to trigger something.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean there aren't more of somethings, but... And then as about maybe half a minute later, it starts up again, because their iron blob is still there. Because...
No.
Arrows start firing.
Okay.
And these arrows look nasty.
Oh, good stuff.
You'll actually, if you, like, the few arrows that hit over here, you can tell, actually you two, Grinsler and Gitaro can tell their armor piercing.
Oh, lovely.
So they weren't messing around.
Yeah. Some serious arrows there. I wonder how many they have in the stock.
I wonder what happens if you climb over the heads.
Is that possible? Or is there no space between heads?
There's not a lot of space on the top or bottom. You'd have to be very, very skinny.
I'm thinking it's more, you know, like, basically try to sneak if you can.
That's ogres, demons, like, and then the goblin head.
Sneak out and, like, basically jump in an alcove and kind of repeat that. Of course, it'd take a while because you have to wait for the cycle to complete. But
And every time, there is a chance you'll be hit by an arrow. At least one, if not two.
Yeah.
Well...
Hmm. You don't have a shield that could absorb arrows? No. Mm-mm. Don't we have some shield, or do we sell that or get rid of it?
The paladin is back at home.
Oh. Hmm. Well.
All right. So it's,
Is there a way to retrieve the iron ingot so it's no longer triggering things?
Yeah. You guys could crawl, and actually probably Grinsler could reach out and grab it.
Because even if it does hit me, it probably wouldn't kill me? most likely? Because I do have I do have regeneration.
You should operate on that assumption.
I do have regeneration, so yeah.
You go with that.
Well, I'm going to wait for the cycle to complete, and then I'm going to go run out and grab it. And
you could just
crawl under the level of the arrows.
Because sure, I could do that too. Not that far out. Sure, you grab it. Yeah, the arrows when they hit the the arrows they just go into the dust wall. The few of
basically
them,
over here.
They just kind of disappear. In
is
there.
This? There's the doors closed right here, right?
It's right open right now.
It's open, so it's basically just going into
the arrows. The arrows are firing at about like 4 foot level, yeah. Roughly. Okay. I'm thinking if we just crawl, we could maybe just wait for the thing.
The problem is, we're gonna have to crawl and make sure we're in the alcove areas when they hit, because we're still probably gonna be triggering it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about timing. If you guys want to do that.
Mm-hmm. I don't see many other options for more advancement. So.
Yeah. I could probably just fly to the end, but that's not going to help you guys.
No, not really. Don't you want to carry us one by one?
I have a strength of 11. I know I can definitely not carry you.
Oh. I can run pretty quick. How long is the hallway? Long way, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's see. Lengthwise.
Stender.
About 50 feet long.
You're a shapeshifter. Can you shapeshift into something smaller? That I could carry?
I can't.
Because I could carry you back down there if you want to take a look at that goblin head, see if you can disable it.
Sure. I turn into a halfling.
Okay. Well, then I will hoist him and then fly to the back of the room.
Being careful not to touch the floor?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, how long is the room?
50 feet.
Yeah, I fly 180 feet, so...
All right. Give me a... traps.
Don't fail.
I'm going to spend a Benny on that.
Okay.
Don't refail.
And on that?
Well, yeah, it's...
I'll show you.
Even with 15%.
Before you spend that Benny, though, that second Benny, you spend the first Benny, how much did you fail by on the first one? Or the second one.
I get a 13 on my traps one.
Yeah, I failed by 35%.
Okay. How much did you fail on the first one?
Like I said, about 35%.
How about the second one?
That one would have been about 20%.
Okay. The second one, don't spend the Benny on.
Okay.
Because as he's hanging out there flying... You get a little bit of help from Kotaro for some random reason. He's got all this knowledge in his head right now. He's got this like arcane knowledge that is starting to translate into weird necromantic crap right now.
Oh, great.
Also, some of your thievery skills are starting to translate a little bit better. So you get some help from him. He's like, so you're like, okay, I think it's... And he's like, he moves your hand a little bit. There is a pressure plate that's in front of the goblin. But you also figure out that you think you can probably fuck up the arrows.
Okay.
You're not so sure about the... You're not sure what's triggering the actual stones. But you think you can at least mess up the arrow part.
Okay.
To give them some help. Because they've hit it too well. That's what it comes down to. But you think you can probably stop the arrows.
Okay. I will try to stop the arrows.
All right. Go ahead and give me your check. Or you could just be violent about it and just smash the shit out of it. But.
That is much better.
Okay.
Pass.
Alright, so you're pretty sure you've gotten it. You've jammed some stuff in various places. You're pretty sure you got the arrows.
Iron blob.
Alright.
So now, you just have to really... They just have to get past the slabs.
Okay, and that's just going to be timing.
That's just going to be timing, which you can either take the time, or you can just rush.
I'm not in a hurry. I'm taking the time.
Okay.
I'd rather stay alive, thanks.
I don't consider myself that lucky, so I'd probably take the time.
Okay.
I'm not sure how good my regeneration is. I don't want to test that out.
I need one luck check from you and one luck check from you.
Two down.
Is that even?
Well, if you're spending a penny, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
How does that work out?
You got one down.
One down? Okay.
Okay. You miscount. So I need a save versus breath weapon.
Versus what? Breath?
Breath weapon.
Okay.
Because you miscount one. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to spend a penny.
Nope, you maybe rolled over it, didn't
which,
you?
I thought it had over. Roll under.
No, you always roll over.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Okay. On the savers.
Under earlier.
No.
No, it was always
different. Oh, okay, that's right, yeah.
That sorry, was a ability check.
Sorry, I'm getting, yeah. Sorry.
I'm pretty sure you roll over on the 17.
I did.
So you're like, you miss time, and you jump out as the stones go.
Okay.
Yeah. If you spend a penny on a luck check, for the most part, you then just get your luck check.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to figure out the dice on that. So you start to mess up, and then you're like, okay, wait, I got this. So you guys figure out that one. Now you're too crazy, ass.
He's laughing at me for picking up stuff along the way now, huh? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I know. Don't do that. Because, yeah. My iron blob and my little bits has helped us in the last two rooms, so I don't care anything about me picking up shit.
I'm still in the last, though, so it's all good.
Fine, whatever. Do what you gotta do. But it helped.
Mm-hmm. Okay. we're going to, all right. Now, this next room...
That looks fun.
...has various...
Pretty pictures.
Pretty pictures on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has a lot of dead bodies.
Nice.
Scattered about it. And there have... It looks like there are various runes that have been discharged. Basically, this room has been just done. I couldn't figure out a way to translate that room from this from another game to this game, so that room has just never been fixed.
Well, we'll look into 5A. What's in 5A?
5A! Ooh.
The big void of nothing.
The room of internal darkness.
Hello? Room of internal darkness? Excellent.
Beyond this door lies a square room decorated with unusual wards and sigils.
I'm not detecting again. This will make my head explode.
Yeah. I guess actually we only
still in chapter 2.
So, do you want to check the door, Mr.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That is a 50.
All right. 50. Okay. Yeah, you're staring at this, and you're like, well, it seems kind of not very safe. The room is blank of, like, dirt and dust just staring out from out here.
So, room of nothingness.
There's a floor.
Can we see into the room?
Yeah, you can see into the room.
Are there any other doors, including secret doors?
You'd have to be inside to do the secret doors. But there does appear to be a door on the other side. You have that little guy.
I do. I'm going to first kind of toss the iron blob in a little bit first. A little ways inside the door.
Okay.
Right inside the room. Anything happen?
You toss the iron blob. The door goes... and then you hear chunk, 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 chunk.
And this is in room 5A?
Yup.
Okay.
Does the door open back up?
After about 2 minutes, the door opens up.
Uh-huh.
And what there doesn't condition? Appear to be an iron blob anymore.
Yeah, see, I'm glad I kept my little bits, because I'm getting kind of fond of him. He's kind of fun. Again, Niall was laughing at me picking up things along the way.
I'll always laugh at you, dude.
Like, there's nothing left of it?
Uh-huh.
Not even a puddle?
Nope.
Is there like a kind of a mist of... No?
Not even a mist.
Okay.
I say...
Let's look at the other door.
If we go through every other room and still don't find what we're looking for, then we'll worry about this room.
Yeah, let's move on to door number two.
What's in room six here?
Okay, you checking the door, I'm assuming, first.
We're always checking the door.
Okay. Give me your check, Mr. Man.
38.
All right.
Probably good, because I was going to poke it with a 100.
All right. Well, so this room, looking in, appears to be like the rest of the rest of the tomb, chamber, vault. There's wards chiseled into it. Doors on the north and south. This door will shut. A raised plaque takes up the left-hand wall, inscribed with words to a very complex magical incantation. Can't really tell what it is from where you're at.
But it's in this room?
If I stick my head in, can I tell what it is?
No. The room is too big. Keep in mind, size doesn't...
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's in room 6.
It's in room 6. But this door will shut.
You know that for a fact.
He knows that.
Can you disable it?
You think you can disable it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to throw some mushrooms in there.
You throw some mushrooms in there, nothing happens.
I'll put little bits in there.
Did we lose Tracy?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. The picture just froze.
Yeah, you think you can keep the door from closing, but you're not 100% sure on that.
I'll put little bits in there.
Okay, little bits goes into the room. The door shuts.
And now we don't have any way to find a place to go.
You don't hear anything.
Poor little bits.
And now you wait. And wait. You hear a clanging on the door.
So, how do we get the door open again?
10 minutes later, the door opens up. Little Bits comes out. Starts walking.
I'm gonna pick him up. Put him back in the pouch.
Most annoying robot in the world.
He's getting pretty helpful so far.
So, can you try to disable it?
Again?
Mr. Yeah. Shut. Alright.
Oh, give it a shot.
Uh, 54. Alright. You think you've got it.
Rinse and repeat.
So you just throw him in there. Okay.
Well, I mean, if it keeps shutting, I really want to get out of this place, you know, be able to come back out. So,
you throw him in.
You know, give him a...
He walks in, door shuts.
Stender, keep rolling until you get it, okay?
All right.
Well, going. you can try again, and then you're pretty sure you just have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
The mechanics on these doors are just... So, third time, door opens up, 10 minutes later, he comes walking out.
I like rinse and repeat. I don't know, it's worked pretty well in the past, but you guys have any other ideas? You just want to go in?
I vote on going in.
The door keeps opening after 10 minutes.
Send the kitty?
No. The cat's okay. No dog.
Well, the cat has 9 lives.
No, but this will not be happening.
So, you don't want to go in, although the rest of everybody else wants to go in.
Okay, you go in. Anybody else going in real quick?
I go in. Door shut? Oh, okay. So I can see the plaque.
Okay, go in. Door shut. The plaque is a incantation to... some sort of summoning incantation.
What's it written in?
It is written in...
language we all understand.
Language you understand. It is a very easy language that you can use. That spell in your brain, you're pretty sure it's to animate dead.
Okay. I think this will animate dead.
And you're pretty sure you can use it.
I'm pretty sure we don't want to use that.
I'm pretty sure that's...
pretty sure you're right.
Because there are a lot of dead bodies here. We don't want them to animate.
The clanking that we heard before, is anything happening now?
Or no, the clanking was a little bit was pounding on the door trying to get out.
I thought it was like some mechanical... I thought you meant there was some mechanical stuff going on, like the other room.
No, it was just a little bit. Oh, you could tell. It was a little bit going...
Well, if I'd known that, then gee...
But looking at this inscription, Grinslurka cast it.
Great.
Yeah, it makes
that's
that noise.
What you want, animate dead that anybody can cast.
No. Animate dead is this in his brain.
Oh, I thought you were saying that this was animate dead.
But the inscription is some sort of summoning thing for a spirit. But anybody could cast that.
Oh, okay.
That's how simple
but I look
it is.
At the inscription and I say, it looks like animate dead. Right?
You can say that, yeah.
But that's what what my brain is. That looks like it will animate dead.
Well, I guess I'm like, I don't think so.
Creepy.
Moving right along.
It's a summoning spell.
So, door number 3.
Yeah, but that door doesn't open. It's shut.
I mean, the next one's shut? Here.
Yeah, it's shut.
It
is completely sealed.
Well then,
do we have any way of trying to disable that door, Sten? Trying to see if you can like
try.
If there's anything around it you can wedge.
There is no mechanical stuff on this side at all.
Of course.
What does the inscription read?
It says summoning.
Okay.
But spellcraft, can I figure out what it summons?
You can try. Now, you could try to dispel the summoning if you wanted to.
No.
I guess.
No on Psycraft.
Well, want me to read it, or would you rather read it?
I read it.
Do you have a choice?
Yeah.
You're like, do you actually read that, or you cast your enemy dead?
I read what the inscription says, so...
You read the inscription. Alright, so you read it.
I was going to do it if you didn't.
I unsheathed my longsword.
Alright. Oh, you don't want to use your club against skeletons?
Make sure you put the pull the lantern out.
I've got a sword that's bane versus skeletons, so...
Yeah, that's true. Alright, so you say the incantation, and you hear this chunk, chunk from both of the doors. And over by the plaque, this glowing white spiritual humanoid thing appears. And it's this old man. You can see through him. Because that's creepy, I guess. You have violated the vault! You walk the steps of the vault! Who are you that I should allow you to live?
People trying to move the book so that evil people don't get it and destroy the world with it?
Oh, well.
Which he said.
Yeah, well, when you put it that way.
The book cannot be moved. This vault is here to protect the book.
Is there any way to destroy the book?
Well, it's failing.
The vault is not as safe as you might think if we can just walk in.
You have barely even begun. The traps you have met are nothing.
Well, in that case, you suck as a security guard, because you really should put some better traps along the way here, you know. I'm joking. I don't really mean that. I mean, just the fact that you put, like, animate dead thing on the wall, seriously? Whose good idea was that?
That's not animate dead. Spirits
start to get red.
Don't listen to him. Look, cosmic forces of evil want the book in hand.
You take 17 points of damage.
You deserve those 17 points of damage.
I'll heal.
Next!
We aren't joking. The book is not safe here.
What would you do with the book?
Well, we aren't sure yet, but we wanted to talk to the sage and get an idea from him where we can put it that it won't be found.
Flip off the old dude.
So we only have a couple of weeks before they find out where it is and come get it.
Take 12 points of damage.
What did you
do? He keeps insulting the spirit.
Why are you insulting the wise old spirit?
Dick of a
wise
joke.
Spirit.
He's like,
forgive our friend for his idiocy. We are here trying to do good. In keeping the book out of the hands of things that would be nefarious.
Trust us. We don't even want the book. We just don't want other people to get it and do terrible things with it.
And it would be better if it's not here when they come to get it.
We're in your best interest, you
know. We're going to try to destroy the book.
Stop it!
He's not helping. He's not listening to you.
He hasn't had a chance to listen to us because you keep insulting him.
Well, if you wouldn't start, you know,
wise old
zapping
spirit.
Me.
He didn't zap you until you insulted him.
You see what I have to
put?
You need to stop insulting the extremely powerful spirits guarding the tomb.
What will you do with the book?
Destroy it, if we can.
And if we can't, we'll find a new hiding place for it that they don't know about.
Guard it with my life. That's what I intend to do with it.
But ultimately, we hope we can destroy it so that it's not a danger anymore.
Which we said before.
I will guard it with my life for all eternity if necessary, but I do not want it to fall in the hands of things that are would use it to, well, destroy the world.
We like the world.
It's
where we keep our stuff.
They already have one of the other things. They're trying to gather them all together or something. I don't know.
The spirit disappears. You hear a click, click. And the doors open up.
And we are vaporized.
Thank you.
Thank you, wise spirit.
You will not survive the rest of the traps.
Well, I hope for everyone's good that we do. I really hope so.
Same.
But thank you for giving us a chance to try.
Destruction!
I'm gonna
go through and urinate
on the room.
Giant. Do not even go into the room with the giant
vortex.
I'm
marking my territory. That's all. It's a wolf thing. You wouldn't understand.
Alright, next room.
So, what the hell is that?
The doorway opens into a wide ledge, jutting over a huge pit. The bottom of the pit is taken up by a series of inlaid stone rings lying parallel to the ceiling. The rings are all rotating, some slowly, some quickly, some clockwise, some counterclockwise. Sharpened steel blades sprout up from the rings at regular intervals. They too rotate, spinning and wheeling in patterns, separated from the rings which hold them.
So it's the Grindinator 3000.
Giant blender, nice. Yeah. So, you can just fly across.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the other side?
There is a doorway. It is closed.
How far?
I look up at the ceiling, by the way.
You look up at the ceiling. You cannot see the roof. How far? It's about 100 feet.
Oh, crap. From where we are to the landing to the door. Do we have any rope? We do have lots of rope, perhaps.
I have 50 feet.
I have 50 feet.
Is there anything on this end to tether it to?
Sadly, no. But while you're looking, everybody give me a notice check.
Nope. Yes, by a lot. Make it by 31.
All right. There is... Do you have spellcraft?
I have psycraft.
You have psycraft. But you're a Cercean.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a wisdom check.
Roll under. I succeed by 4.
All right. There is all sorts of runes and wards and everything, mm-hmm. and they're haphazard and such, but there's something that catches your eye. There's all sorts about protection or warding and so on. There's two that don't make sense, and these two invoke the spirits of air and earth spider walk. What it is, you're not really sure what spider walking is. though, with your perception check, you also notice what appear to be a pair of thin lines that extend from those two runes off into the distance and seem to kind of possibly attached to the other side.
Like they're around the wall, or they're...
Just off into the blades.
Okay, I'll point that out.
Now, some of the blades look like they even attached and hit them, but...
So I'm thinking if we follow that line, we might be good.
But... They do even go into the blades, it looks like.
So you say there's lines that are...
Well, it's...
And they're in the floor or in the wall?
They're in the air.
Oh, just in the air.
You can see something, basically? There's like
he
can.
I see a line in the air.
You're seeing lines, two lines. But it appears even some of them are attached... I mean, blades are even whirling in them.
Okay.
Well, is any part of that line above the area where the blades are?
Not above. Some of them go through it even.
But you can't get to, for example, the lines on the wall there without actually hitting some of the blades or going through them.
You're going to have to go through some of them.
No. That sucks.
I'll reach out and try to touch one of the lines.
Okay. Well, when you do that, it appears to be solid.
there's something there. There's like a path. So it's like this floating invisible path or something like that, mm-hmm. I'm feeling.
Okay, well, it might just be a timing thing to go past those blades.
Bust.
Well, when he points it out, can we see what he's talking about?
You think so.
I like put my wing
on it. Yeah, when you put your wing on it, you can kind of all see it. The thing about the timing is the blades, right as soon as you say timing, the blades immediately change their time. Like the blades.
So like this is a path that's like floating in midair and like goes down and sort of winds around and whatnot.
But the blades specifically hit the path. I mean, they, yeah. The blades are actively there.
Passing through the path, yes. Essentially?
Though they're also actively everywhere else.
I know, the blades are just on the floor, though, right?
No.
They're, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
Are they all coming up from the floor, or are they coming out from all different places?
They're coming out. They're spinning.
The blades are basically all around the room. They're not just, like, below us.
They're just kind of hovering there, just spinning.
Okay.
Spinning, spinning, spinning.
All right, who brought the monkey wrench? Anybody? Anybody? No?
All right, well. Does this path, like, cross itself at any point?
No, strangely not. Though, really, when you try to focus on the path, it seems to kind of disappear. It's more one of those things that if you try to focus on it too much, you can't really... The focusing makes the blades...
I'm going to hop up on the path.
Okay. Like, if he points it out, the blades seem to get more intense, and the path kind of starts to disappear a little bit. You hop up on it.
While you're up there, Kintar, close your eyes.
I do so.
Okay.
Does the path get any more substantial? Like, if we don't actually look directly at it, we're just sort of looking across the room. When he closes his eyes, does the path glow even more brightly?
It doesn't glow any more brightly, no. It's
okay.
Just kind of there.
So, he's in a safe place, obviously, where he's standing. Mm-hmm. Okay, can he... I mean, how about I give you something like some mushrooms or something, and what you can do is you can put them in the path where you've seen the blades hit, just to see if they're actually there, or maybe those are an illusion, and maybe that path is actually safe. The blades crossing that path are maybe just an illusion, for example. How about that? Just a thought.
Okay. Well, I will, I will walk the path, Now, is the path a straight line, or does it curve off?
It curves. It
curves and whatnot, all right. I'm going to follow it, but what I'm going to do is I'm not going to focus on getting through this side. I just focus on following the path.
That's okay. It. So you're going to ignore everything else?
Yes.
All right.
Just focus on following the path.
All right.
For as long as I can.
All right, it takes about 10 minutes, but and he walks through some blades, and it's kind of creepy, but he gets to the other side.
So you watch him, basically, when the blades look like they're going to hit him, nothing happens?
No, they hit him. They do hit him.
But there's no physical reaction.
Yeah, they just seem to
pass right through him.
Like, they... And if he's, like, holding the mushrooms are just... They're just ground up.
Just focus. Just get up on the path and focus only on following the path. Don't think about anything else.
I do so.
Okay.
All right.
I can follow suit, I guess.
All right.
The only important thing is the path. That is it.
All right. You make it past. All right.
All right, roommate.
The floors of this room... Yes, and the door opens. Floors of this room slope downward from the four corners to a pit in the center, like an inverted pyramid.
Oh.
The pit is circular and roughly 2 feet across, large enough for a man who falls in to be wedged tight. A series of steps jut out from the floor, allowing characters to walk down to a sunken nadir. Then climb back up again to the door on the far side.
So from the opposite side of where we are, there are steps going downward into basically the bottom of the pit.
Mm-hmm.
They're like in a big inverted stepped pyramid.
Yep.
Okay. How? There are no steps on this side? I mean, it looks like steps on our side.
Yeah, there's steps.
So how far across is the pit? You said man-sized?
No, the hole is.
The hole is man-sized.
Could we just jump across over the pit? I mean, if it's only that size, that should be an easy leap. You would think.
Yeah, but I somehow suspect that if you step on the stairs, you like go away or something horrible like that.
If only we had a person who could fly in the party and test that notion.
Oh, right. I'll step on the top step.
Okay. Well, whoever's right behind you is almost, knocked back as the door shuts. And the stairs all go and flatten out. And, And the door on the other side closes.
Hopefully, stays. How long can you flap your wings? Yourself aloft.
You hear some, roars from the pit.
Roars?
Uh-huh.
Like animal roaring, or just...
Yeah, some sort of monstrous roaring.
Okay.
And, how long do you wait?
Well, I would suggest that we start trying to disable it so that we can get the door open.
Okay.
Yep.
Alright, Stender.
Alright, here we go.
You are fairly strong. You could try to force the doors.
Of course I would try.
34, okay.
Disable it.
All right. You're trying to figure out a way to disable it. Disabling the door. Need to look at. Also trying to force a door would be a major test under strength.
Okay.
That would be... Well, you're trying to do that. Grizzler is going to try to open the door too.
So you go.
I'm going to be looking around the room, like
fly up
around the ceiling, fly down to the pit.
No, you aren't making the major test. Grizzler is.
Gotcha.
Oh god.
Okay.
I don't really want to spend the penny on this, but I guess I will.
No, we can't get any further unless the door is open.
That's not going to work either, sadly.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Stender at this point is trying to figure out the door. And you're looking up. There doesn't appear to be anything up either. Just the ceiling.
I'll fly up and get close to the ceiling. I'll fly down and get close to the pit and look in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only man-sized, right?
It kind of goes down. And you can see lots of blood down there.
But it's only man-sized.
Is there a lip or an edge on the pit? Or is it just sheer?
Just sheer. You go down, looks like you're stuck, and then something bad happens to you.
Okay.
So, man-sized, but... could he potentially... How, man could barely fit? Or like...
No, you would fit up to like here, and then bad things happen to you.
Okay, you're basically... He could just like kind of...
Or the front half.
He could just basically, if he had to, was getting tired, he could just like float down and... put his legs out and basically just like that, potentially. spread eagle or whatever, you know, and just stand there.
Whatever's roaring is like roaring out of that.
Yeah, but I mean, or if you can't get to them, spittle. I'm just saying, if there's immediate damage.
Occasional eyeball.
Lovely.
An ear.
I'll fly up and look at this at this door, examine these stairs or whatnot. I mean, the stairs look like they're just mechanical. They just fall down. Go look at the other door.
There is a lip on that side.
There's a lip on that side?
Yeah, it's like a actual landing lip.
I'll land on it.
Okay, that door opens up. You must have got it, Stender, because your door opens up.
Excellent.
And the staircase.
So.
And Kataros is on the other side.
How far across is this?
It's a good 50 by 50.
So, rope? Rope anyone? Anyone rope? Rope?
Well, I'll fly back and, Stensler, you turn back into a little halfling here.
Yeah.
And I'll go back and fetch him and then bring him back over to this side.
Okay.
I'm willing to do, like, you know, I mean, if you could, like, grab the rope, I can grab the other end of the rope and both of you could haul my butt up if, you know, need be. Without me, obviously, draping the pit there, preferably.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah.
What's on the other side of this door that opened up, by the way? Just another, this hall 16.
Hall 16. This appears to be a big entry into, well, there's a staircase up to what appears to be some sort of shrine, which we'll get to, mm-hmm. and then a big swirling mass of blood. Oh. But how are you going to get Grinsler and
Bixia
over? Also, as you stand there, he looks like he's really fucked up.
Who does?
Grinsler. He's got like burn holes.
I'm getting better.
Right. I'm pretty sure I can still only use level one stuff, right?
Yeah.
Jeremy?
What?
I'm pretty sure I can still only use level one psionics.
Yeah, for now.
Because I'm level... What level are we?
Three.
Yeah.
Okay.
And?
Plus, you get natural regeneration.
Well,
so.
I.
2 points per round? No?
If I remember cast strength you on you, you could probably carry me across. Because the only way I have 20.
Well, you, essentially, you have to get up on my back because I can't use my arms.
How long is the round?
Yeah. That's 1 point per turn.
Per turn, whatever.
Yeah. That's 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, we're getting around here for a while. We could just wait it out.
Like, I'm just going to wait it out.
I'll get better.
It's going to take a long time.
Yeah, it would only take 570 minutes for you to heal.
It's okay. You need a rest anyway.
He doesn't bring you back from death.
No, but... Yeah. Well, but it can restore my hit points, does it not?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Now, alright, here's the test. Like, if someone's on this side, standing on this little platform, and someone touches the platform on the other side, does it still go off?
And you're pretty sure there's another one right here. Another pressure plate.
What, on this side?
Yeah, that's why the door opened.
Which is what, yeah, but I'm saying if someone's standing there, like if I leave him standing on it.
No clue. You can try it.
Well, so
what do you think, Sandler?
Yeah, leave me there and see what happens.
Alright. Well, we leave him there. I go to the other side.
Sure, that works. Yeah. Open door.
So the trap doesn't trigger then?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we should be able to then get you guys by this without a problem then,
yeah.
Theoretically.
Okay, you're just going to climb across, basically?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Be very careful of that hole.
Mm-hmm. Give me either a strength or dex check.
Dex. Yeah.
Okay. Are you going across?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a strength or dex check.
Did you want me to, like, dive in? Is that what you're...
No, I'm just asking. Are you going across now? Or athletics.
Yeah.
Either way.
See if you got athletics or acrobatics or something.
Yeah, either way.
Is it under my strength?
Yeah.
It's a be a skill if you have...
Or the scale, too.
Athletics.
With your strength, you'd have a better chance if you just hold strength.
In this particular case, you can just use your strength for now.
Yeah.
Okay. You make it across. And then you're just going to go pick him up and just fly him across, right?
Oh, I left him on this side. I was the one who was over here.
Oh, okay. You're just going to fly across.
So I just fly back across.
Okay. You can make it across.
Cool. Okay. And into Paul 16.
He was full of it. Okay.
Okay.
This is the room known as the Room of Eternal Fireball.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Five fireballs a day.
It's warm in here.
It's 4:45.
Okay. Well, this is as good a spot to stop. You have to be gone at 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is as good a spot to stop as anything. Because the next part of the dungeon's coming up.
Hello, we are in this part of the dungeon.
As we stand in front, basically, the temple behind you is a shrine to the god Dranil, who is a god of portals, and he's a spidery...
Half man, half human.
He's a spidery...
All amazing
god. Not really sure why there's a shrine to Dranil here, though. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but who knows? Maybe to protect against teleportation magics, things like that. On the other side...
God of secret places.
Also, yes, a god of secret places and secrets. He's in his big old Spider-Man form. Gazing down with creepiness. And on the other side, on the other stairs, there is a swirling mass of a giant gate of blood. And with our particular... this is as good a place to stop as any, because the next part of the tomb will be coming up. So that we don't forget things, if you could write on your character sheets, these are not permanent, but while we're here, Tracy, you have a resistance to cold.
Okay.
So that's half damage from normal and magical cold right now. Robin, you have ultra vision. Nick, you are warping wood.
What? Oh.
You are warping wood. Your character's mere presence warps good wood into twigs.
Okay.
Ethan, you can animate dead per the spell 3 times per day. And you also have 20% skill thief skills. Though, really, you don't have to make a roll. You could just add plus 20 to his checks.
Okay.
That's what came off of the randomness. The randomness is not all good, but you guys got good stuff, except for the warping, which I guess could be good if you're fighting somebody with arrows.
But that didn't mess up with the arrows in the hallway.
No,
they did not. And they might not have been wood.
They were not wooden arrows. They were.
Well, that would make sense, because they were armor piercing.
They were more like javelins, I guess.
Ah, yeah.
But, yeah, you could, like... Yeah. Anyway. It's either way, this isn't necessarily permanent stuff. This is just stuff that, while we're here, and it's going to get weirder as you get closer, so...
Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button?
The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.